Bitzias Mitzrayim, correct? It's a mitzvah say called Tzibitzias Mitzrayim. So why did he make a bracha? So he quotes the Rif and the Rashba. The Rif said the Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim Ve'yotzi with the Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. The Gemara says now Rif Sochin that it's Ma'akev. You have to have Zeichel Tzias Mitzrayim in the Kiddush. I think there's a famous one in Avram, when Avram Paschal, the Bialoko quotes it, that the person, by virtue of davening on Friday night, the Yotze Bechir of Kiddush, Daraisa. So, among the many kashas they ask on this, Magen Avram, is the Minchasrinich is the kasha, and the Bialoko is the kasha. How can you be Yotze with Friday night tefillah? Something is missing. Something which is very essential. What's missing? Say that, yes, that's right. You don't mention the Friday night Shemoneh Esrei. You have to review the Shemoneh Esrei, man. But if you do the Shemoneh Esrei, you'll see that we start. What's the Shemoneh Esrei on Friday night? How does it start? You know, the Torah writes that the three Shemoneh Esreis are corresponding to three different, shall we say, monumental events. Friday night, what do we celebrate? The Brias Ha'olam. How does it start? The Friday night Shemoneh Esrei. Atzikidash Hashem Shvilu Shemecha. Tachlis Maski Shemayim Ba'aretz. We're talking about the creation. The Barakah Mikol Hayom. The Kidash Mikol Hazman. Between Kosev Serasecha, and then we say. Which of course relates to the Bria. And after we finish that, what do we say? There's another paragraph. What? So there's no Zedra Tzias Mitzrayim. How in heaven's name did the Magen Avraham suggest that we Yotze the Kiddush Daraisa? We're missing an Ikar. One of the Ikarim of the Kiddush has to be Zedra Tzias Mitzrayim. Anyway, the Rif claims that the reason why there's no Bracha Tzias Mitzrayim because we already said in the Kiddush. What's the problem with this answer to the Rif? They're two separate mitzvahs for goodness sakes. One is a mitzvah called Sibur, one is a mitzvah called Sechira. I mentioned yesterday the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says that the mitzvah of Sechira, as you know, the Rambam does not even count, even though we count that mitzvah every single day, twice a day. And the Kriyash Mashach is V'Arvis. And yet, what does the Rambam count the mitzvah of Sibur? So, Ashver Rif. The Rif says the Yotzev, the Zechir, the Tzias Mitzvah, and Kiddush. The second answer was the Rashba. Rashi calls it a mitzvah shen lo kitzva, yadua. There's no kol amar ben sabi b'tzias mitzvayim. We spoke about it yesterday. I raise a meshubah, correct? Are you allowed to use that on Shabbos?
No.
They ask me kol ayom b'kar laila. Mishagim et asir al shuli. Balabati. They all want to have use chapstick on Shabbos. What's the iser? Mimareach. That's the shayla. So now they have liquid chapstick, which they contend is not. Mimareach, similar to the toothpaste. They use liquid toothpaste, so they claim you're able to go ahead and use some. They claim they just have difficulty without using some sort of a chapstick on Shabbos. Pashas it's awesome. Anyway, the Rashba says, sorry, just had to comment. The Rashba says, because it's a mitzvah shein lo kitzva. A mitzvah that has no, there's no kitzva, which means, kol amar ben l'sapra, the more you speak, right, the meshuvah. So who asked me yesterday about Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah is also mitzvah shein lo kitzva. Yet you make a bracha Talmud Torah. So the whole night it bothered me. Mamish, I'm not joking. I could not sleep last night because of that kasha. Yeah.
Someone gave me an answer. Could perhaps you be yotze with kiddush?
What are we talking about now? Which question?
Being yotze, meaning the bracha, meaning it's basically getting out of the question. Like, the bracha is in kiddush.
Oh, 1 second. That's exactly the whole sheet is going to be about.
Sure.
Yes. Oh, that's right. How many matzahs he has? Two or three? Yeah, she told me he's at three.
He said three.
I thought he was
started laughing.
Yes, I as I told her, she was thinking, you might have two. I said, correct. Baruch atah Adonai, Yehi Melech Olam, Shachol Mevilah. Amen. You won't believe it. An Iraqi comes from Sidisha Stata. I'm not sure it's his father's side or his mother's side. It comes from Sidisha Stata. Even though he's a Briska, and he's a Talmud of all the briskas and our Sri Kappa. Yesterday there was a Levaya here in Yerushalayim. Rizkirov had two sons who are still living, and one of them was 50 yesterday. Ramey Salovich, he was a young man, 87. There was a big Levaya in Yerushalayim yesterday, Kar Shabbat. I only heard about it last night. I didn't know about it beforehand. His surviving brother, Rabdavi Salovich, was 93. He was not the oldest. The oldest brother was Rabbi Paul Salovichik. And I knew him. I think I described my experiences with him. I was involved with him in 1971-72. He was a cousin to our Salovichik. So it means that the oldest son was Rabbi Yossi Dov HaLevi Soloveitchik, with the same name as his cousin, as our Soloveitchik. So he was the oldest son of Biskrov, and it could be that Rufal was older, Rufal Soloveitchik, he was the second son. He was the one who said the shurim over here in Brisk, but they all had their own little yeshivas. Each one has their own yeshiva. Rav Meir Soloveitchik Zatzal also has a yeshiva. There's a very good series of books. I don't know, there was a fellow who used to daven here in the yeshiva, here, downstairs. I was showing him, his name is Rabbi Feder, Rabbi Michal Feder. So he has a son, but his name is Muller. So Muller has written a lot about the Brisk Rav. They're now translating into English. There are four or five volumes out there that he translated. He learned by Abdullah Soloveitchik, his fellow Muller, Talmud Chacham. Anyway, so yesterday, one of the Soloveitchiks, one of the children of the Brisk Rav, was Nifter, Rav Meir Soloveitchik. I tell you, it's like a, you cannot imagine, that it's like from a different era. It's like a throwback to a, almost a different era, a different age. Anyway, okay, so back in the Talmud Torah issue, that's what I'm going to answer. What you said is to answer the kasha of the Nesivis, the kasha of the Rishonim, which I'm going to discuss in a,
that kind of 2 hours. Like, that doesn't answer the question, kind of like gets around.
No, no, you'll see the answer to the question. I'm going to develop it, it's Hashem. But the question regarding Talmud Torah, I thought you have to mechal between Talmud Torah and Sipur. That Talmud Torah, the way the Gaon writes, the Vilna Gaon says, every single word that you learn in Torah is a Kiyumah Mitzvah, it's a separate Kiyumah Mitzvah. Hashem in Sibur, I would say, it's all one long narrative, all one long continuum. That's why it's a mitzvah shen lo kitzur. Hashem came, Talmud Torah is a mitzvah shen lo kitzur. Every single word, every single os, every single other mitzvah, Talmud Torah is a separate Kiyumah Mitzvah. Who says that? The Goy. The Vilna Gaon says it. Abarach Be'er quotes it. You know the Abarach Be'er Kedushin? You're familiar with Abarach Be'er. Be'er HaShmuel has a single term in Kedushin at the end where he talks about the issue of working and the life. That's a Pasha. I'm not discussing that Pasha right now because that will be the end of the Shir. But anyway, that's what he discusses and he quotes it. It's the only Gaon. The name is Gaon. The Gaon is found in Shnos Aliyo. The Mishnah Peah. We mentioned yesterday the Mishnah Peah. Talmud Torah can make a kulam. Every single word of Talmud Torah is a Seven Kiyumah Mitzvah. Okay, I'm going further here in the Nesivis, because he's the one who asked the question. Yeah?
Can I ask a pretty random question?
What was that?
Can I ask a pretty random question?
Okay, but I would like to discuss this. I would like to do three things today, minimally. And, oh, one second. Can I just ask, is anyone going to be here tomorrow? If you're going to be tomorrow, I'll come tomorrow. I don't mind. It's up to you. You don't have to necessarily listen to me. Maybe I cross out on the Chaim. It's also possible. I don't know. I try not to, but
I'll be very soon.
Okay, I'm willing to come. I won't daven here because I'm worried about Kohanim. I get petrified if I don't have Kohanim, I don't have Brichas Kohanim. And even though Moshe, you're going to be here tomorrow. Okay, so I should be sovich on you. You'll be here in the second minyan?
I think so.
At 8:05. Okay, I'm willing to come if I'm sovich on you. But do you think the other gentleman will be here, Rabbi Nathan?
I don't know.
He'll be here?
He
should be. Okay, so we'll have two Kohanim. So then I'll come and daven here. Okay, Mr. Bunyana. Okay, so if people will be here, I'll come, and we'll continue on the Haggadah, because I barely started. Okay, what do you want to say?
So this is when the story of things are all over, like we're banging going all night in day, right?
Yeah.
If you see that coming by Hatzos, then how are they going to run away?
Well, you must have been seeing the sign called Alayla. That's a good question. It's a very valid question, but it's not really my mandate right this moment. Mefarshim asked the question. They asked this question, and the truth of the matter is that if you look at the Mefarshim on the on that story, so where is it over here? By the way, which Bnei Brak are we talking about? It's apparently Bnei Brak. I think it's mentioned in Sefer Yoshua. Do you call that Bnei Brak? It's in Perkutes in Sefer Yoshua. I taught Sefer Yoshua for many years. Anyway, so Berkut Tessig Yeshua, as I mentioned, Bnei Brak. It's not the same Bnei Brak that we are familiar with today. But the question that that Adam is asking is a very legitimate question. It says, Lo yimasabim mitzias mitzvayim kol osa alayla, at shebol talmideim yomalem, rabaseinu, yiyya, zman kriyash, rasha shachris. What does one do with the issue of achilas hafikayimit? So the Pashim Shad, you have to say, and I think the that's what the Rishonim say. You have to find it. But the Pashur Shabbat, we're talking about Acha Achila. That's what you have to assume. Because if it's before Achila, so first of all, the Gemara says in Psochim, the Gemara points out that Kuktes, Chaytfit Matzim, Leil Pset, Leil Psochim, Shlatinoga Shol Yishna. There are many Pshatim in the Rashbam there, what Chaytfit Matzim is. But the Aloch is, you don't want the children to go to sleep, so if you're going to spend the entire night being misabed tzias mitzrayim, so then it's very difficult, correct? They all have gone to sleep. So the pashut pshat is that it's achar achilasa. That's the answer.
So that's talking to like within ma'agid, like
no, yes, and echanam, it's still part, there's a tesefta, Mechabit calls it tesefta, that the chai bodom, lasak, bilchas hafesu, kol alayla, shetetetven shina. That's the answer, called by the Mechabit, in Shulchan Aruch. So you assume that this is achar achila, and that is pashut pshat. I think that there's no other explanation, otherwise you are asking a very valid question, one which is obviously going to create a lot of problematic. So that's what you assume. The question is, does everyone assume that? That's what your reading of the text here, obviously, is not like that. You want to reach a Mesum Bim Nebrak, Lo Yim Asafim, Mizias Mitzrayim, Kolosa Alayla, Achabot Tamidim Yomlem, Rabba Senu, Giyas Ma Kriyashma, Shel Shacharis. And your assumption, of course, is that perhaps this is even prior to that. But I think that would create, as I said, a lot of difficulty if you assume the way you want to assume. That's why I would like to assume. I think many Rishonim say that. It's achar achila. Okay, that's not my problem right now. I'm back over here in the Nesivos. So now I just want to try to summarize the Nesivos. And the reason why this Nesivos is very significant is because of this Yisod here. And you basically said it just now, Shmuel, but I want to develop it a bit further. Now, I'll be honest, this Yisod, I hear from the Rav, Zechem the Bracha, a number of times. And it's Nogia to Brachas, so that's why I'll introduce Brachas over here as well, along the way, so those who are learning Masechas Brachas will be able to appreciate it. There is a, what is the Nesivos answer? Which says, Lufi Ani Yizdaita, you see? Everyone have that? Mm-hmm. It's on the third paragraph of this Nesivos, upper right hand corner. Lufi Ani Yizdaita, Nira, the Balayla, Zu Sipa Malia Bina. I'm on the first page where it says upper right hand corner Maisa Nisim. Yeah, then so I'm reading the third paragraph. The receiver says the Balayla Zu Sipa Malia Bina Balayotzim Dibrecha. Moshikosu Hemzal. The Dibrecha the Klal Schiro. Was Schiro Bechalayla Balayla. Everyone knows that there's a mitzvah of Schiro. Did you have a copy of this? What? Oh, okay. So make how many more? Need three more? Okay, so the Siva says that Zechira is every night. Kedir Abalazim and Azari, that's the mission at the end of the first paragraph of Brachas, which is included in Agod, correct? Ariadne Kiban Shivim Shona, you know what happened that night. According to Chazal, what happened? He turned white overnight. Why did he turn white? Because he became the what? What position did he take on Avos Ben Azayah? It's like a Maran Brachah, it's only sex. What?
Became the Nasi.
Correct, he became the Nasi, excellent mayor. So even the mayor is not learning Brachah, he's holding the Brachah. Anyway, so he became the Nasi. The question the Gemara discusses it, Tvias HaShachar, he went to discuss it with his wife, and maybe it will only be for a temporary period. Whatever the case is, he turned overnight, 18 rows of white hair developed. The Rambam has a different shot of Pirshat Mishnayos. This is classic Rambam. The Rambam couldn't deal with this idea that overnight a person turns white, although such things happen. There was a Rebbe in Itri, he's still there, Agoyin Avshlomo Fisher, Hashem should be Marach Yomov. So this Rebbe is Agoyin Shem Kamo. And this Rebbe, Avshlomo Fisher, edited the Kisvei Agro on the Zohar. The Gaon apparently wrote a parasha on the Zohar, Kabbalah, and they claim, and I actually was present, 1971, he turned white overnight. He was black, and all of a sudden he turned white because he was Isaac. The Kisvei Agro of the Zohar. So, if this happened, it's Baneinu Ono, Kal Vochemer, Menoshe Kal Vochemer, we're talking about Tanoyim, Avlos Ben Azayah. The Rambam couldn't handle it. So what does the Rambam say? Poshim. The Rambam says when a person takes on a position of responsibility, massive responsibility, Nasi is a very, shall we say, heavy position. So very often, people, because of the responsibility that now devolves upon them, what happens? They turn premature white. There's no question, that's by the way a phenomena that discussed with several doctors, and there's no question that such a concept, such a notion exists. As the Rambam understands the Mishnah, he couldn't handle the nes aspect over here, that all of a sudden, but all Hashem don't learn like the Rambam. All Hashem learned there was a nes that occurred. Yeah?
The other thing, it's the same exact thing, but doesn't say that Avraham and
Yitzhak
started looking like Avraham,
so people can tell the difference? That's a Rashi you're quoting, correct, but that's slightly different than over here. That I do understand. First of all, we're talking about father and son. Often father and son do, physiognomy-wise, look actually very much alike. That is true. You know, they claim that, I don't know if this is true, they claim that husband and wife the longer they're married, they begin to look like each other. I don't understand that at all, man, with all due respect. I hear this from many people tell this to me. I said, what are they talking about? I don't know what they're talking about. I asked several psychologists, psychiatrists, if that's true. They're not familiar with it. Certainly it doesn't make any scientific sense as far as I know. But here, father and son are here. First of all, in general, you know, Yaakov and Yosef also remember to look alike. It's not wrong. That I do understand. That's a father and son. That I do understand. But here, we're talking about Avraham and Azariah. So it turns, how old was he? He was 18 years old. Ariani Kiben Shivim Shona. Kiben Shivim Shona. Kiilu, he was 70. Why? But in order that he should, shall we say, look fitting for the position, so you have to have right hands. We spoke about the Gemara Sanhedrin, if you recall, recently. What did we speak about? Elder Lameda, correct. We discussed this issue. We spoke about being a member of Sanhedrin. You can't be a Zikna Mufleges to be such an older person. The Gemara in the first paragraph. To be such an older person, that already don't appoint you, but you can't appoint a younger person either. At the point someone between 40s and 50s, that's something we shouldn't bring down.
Also, at the end of Elder Meida, that you sort of said, like, let them be musicians, but they're not going to handle it, it's stressful.
Correct, exactly, man. Kolam Aleyan. Hat Aleyan Tzorchei Tzibur, man. Kolam Aleyan. Bagamon Sanhedrin. Rashi quotes in the Chumash, means you should impose upon them Tzorchei Tzibur. Once a person takes on a position of leadership, often, guess what? It drags the person down. There's no question about it. Okay, all this is really not nogia to what I want to talk about. Let's try not to get too distracted. Anyway, so Bekitza, the Sivis goes on to say, I'm just reading this little paragraph, okay? And now I'm going to explore it a bit further. So he points out that there's a mitzvah of Zechirat Tzitzias Mitzrayim every night, Avraham Azariah. U'machicha Torah Balayla Zed Yoser. So what happened on Pesach night? I'll discuss this also in another one of the Shurim I hope to give, not today, tomorrow, next few days, I don't know. Elavadi Balayla Zed Sipur Malya. What takes place on Pesach night? Not the din of Zechira, but rather the din of what's it called? Sipur. And shall we say, never the twain shall meet. They're two separate mitzvahs. I'm going to discuss the distinction between the two a little bit later, hopefully. They're two separate mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah of Zechira, which we mekayim twice a day, in the morning and at night. And the second is the mitzvah of Sipur, which we mekayim only when? On Pesach night. And there are many distinctions between these two mitzvahs. There's a famous Abchayim, but I can't discuss it right now, but he has part of it, the Nesivis, part of this distinction he mentions as well. Tell me some distinction between Zechir and Sipur that you're familiar with. Number one, we just mentioned yesterday, called Amar B'Lasapir. Is there a din of a similar nature when it comes to Zechir? No. Zechir, the din is you have to remember it's Yitzias Mitzrayim B'Zav. Even the Zechir Koldo, Sipur requires that you have to become prolix. You have to engage in, shall we say, expansively. Well, let me just finish my point. You're out of way.
No,
okay, go ahead. Next thing. Yeah, what else?
Sipur is only like a part of Sipur, you say, like, from beginning to end.
Excellent. Very good, yeah. What you're saying. Sipur basically is essentially you're more or less, as you said, relating, number one, everything that happened from the beginning of the Shibim Mitzvah all the way to the Gula. Excellent what you said. Sipur? Okay, excellent. Baruch Hashem, doesn't make a difference what you saw. It's correct. What else? What many other chilukim?
We have to actually feel like we left ourselves.
Okay, that's all based on the Rambam. Chayavadam leharas esasam. We mentioned it the other day. Kilu yatsa atem b'shipim mitzvayim. The girsa namishin is what? Chayavadam leharas esasam. The Rambam says leharas. You have to demonstrate it. Many svarim. I told you, have a practice on a Pesach night. The jumping across bathtubs and kres yamsuv. And he said the other day, Elon, that you're schlepping, Misharosan, Tsurosan, Losan, Ashikman, you haven't been to a Sfardi, stay there, that's what they do. Okay, that's obviously not a Zechira, that's for sure. Nisibur, show and tell. Good, number three. Number four, there are many chalukim, yes?
The person has to tell to their kids.
So. Excellent, the Sapad Achirim. Excellent, that's the mitzvah. I brise him Sochim, I brise him Abim Sochim, I clogged him, I clogged him, I clogged him, I clogged him, I have to go and tell others. Mashen Yitzchira, you can be Mekayim in the privacy of your own Dalai Lama, there's no need to tell over to others. That's number four. Number five, good. You're on a roll. What is the modus operandi? How does the mitzvah of Sipur have to be mekuyim? The Gemara says, Derech Shelo Tshuva. Question and answer. That's the whole business with the Dalai Lama. Has to be through question and answer format. Zechira, there's no question and answer format whatsoever. Zero. Number six, since we're at it already, you're on a roll. No? He's going to mention some of these things. The Sivus in the Maisa Nisan, this Agada is full of Nisan. That's why it's called Maisa Nisan. Anyway, Nisan means Lomdus. Anyway, what's the number six? What's another hill in between? Sipur involves, I told you yesterday, Talmud Torah. By definition, Sipur is Talmud Torah. How do we prove that? Galamar B'la Saper, B'yitzias Mitzrayim. You have to get into it. I raise a Meshubach, and then the Mishnah says, Darshin Did you finish the Mishnayos yet? Sammy, in Avi Psochem, at least minimally those Mishnayos you have to learn. It says, Dorshin, it's exegesis that's taking place, correct? I don't mean that for chat. I mean, Drosha. Exegesis. E-X-E-G-E-S-I-S. We're dashing the Psukim Arami Avi. We discussed it yesterday. Remember what I said yesterday? That Arami Avi was based on what Bida? Akar Sato. Akar Sato, Bechazdi Hashem. You have to mark your toe to the Chazdi Hashem, especially Pesach night. That's what the Chinuch writes, that's what the Rabban writes. So there are at least six chilukim, there are more. There are more than six chilukim. The Rambam counts Sibur, doesn't count Zechira, that's a Pela Otsum. Zechira do every day, and the Rambam doesn't count the Sefer Mitzvahs. And yet he counts Sibur, which is one night a year. So many say, Rab Chaim, there's all Shikul Terev in the Rav, Rav Edel Bracha. In the Shurim, with Zechar Abim Murray, the two greats for him. Take a look at the first Sefer, the first Shir, where the Rav contended, Rab Chaim held that the Zechira, there's no need to count, because where is Zechira included under? Another mitzvah. Which mitzvah?
Shemar.
Excellent, very good. Which means, what is that mitzvah called? Kabbalas? Olam Shamayim. That's a Mishnah. Mishnah Brachas is correct. You learn Brachas?
Try.
What do you mean try?
He puts his best effort in.
Baruch Hashem. Are you chazuring?
Sure.
Good, you have to keep chazuring. 101 times. That's a Gemara. Why is 101 times better than 100? You assume by the time you've learned it 100 times, you know it pretty well. Now it shows you that even though you know it, you are surrendering to Hashem Yisbarach, to the Almighty, willing to make a further commitment. Who says that? The Baal HaTanya. You know the Baal HaTanya? Correct. Very good. Anyway, so what do we just say here? We just said what you pointed out. Namely, what was the last thing we just said, which were Kabbalah Vam Shemaim. Rav Chaim claims that it's included in which mitzvah? Anochi Hashem Elokech Asher Tzitzicha Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Which is the mitzvah of Emunah. Kabbalah Vam Shemaim. There's no need to count Zechira. Yitzias Mitzrayim. How do I know that the first parasha of Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Vam Shemaim? Who says that? The Mishnah. Mishnah in Brachas. What does the Mishnah ask? Beginning of the second paragraph. What does the Mishnah ask in Brachas? Lama Kodma. Why is the parasha of Shema before the parasha of Rav Hayim Shemaim? Because first the person of the Kabbalah upon himself, what? Omar Shemaim. Then the second parasha is all mitzvahs. Kabbalah's all mitzvahs. And the third parasha of Yitzias Mitzrayim essentially is the idea of, he claims the Rav Chaim, it's part of the mitzvah of Emunah, of Anochi Hashem Elokech. Okay, that's why the Rambam counted Tzipor in Sefer Mitzvah, does not count the mitzvah of Zechira. You'll take a look at the Ha'ara in that first year of Zechar Avi Mari, a long shtick of Torah, Soloveitchik said, and he has in the bottom of Chaim said regarding this particular matter. Okay, now, also these are six or seven chilukim between Sibur and Zechira. I'll go further than Sibis. Now that Sibis says, he writes that you have to tell over everything. The afilu b'nei sach ha-shverish b'in and Sibur kom ha-shirya me-rosh re-atsof u'kshem ha-chasid dover echad o-yotza k'vur ma-sechad megillah. Wow, you hear this? Where are you, Adam? Oh, you're on this side now. Anyway, so, he's trying to fool me. Anyway, so, what does he say over here? In the Neis of Achashverosh, you require that to tell over the whole story. If you're missing one thing, you're not Yotzei. Kim Luam, Masechet Megillah. What Gemara is he referring to?
The
whole story. Yeah, they have to tell the whole thing. The Atzalah itself. The Gemara discusses when is the Tekel Shal Nes, correct? At what point is the highlight of the Nes? Questions the whole thing. Okay, so the Gemara says the Ferosh Megillah. The Imbenet Zeh. If in this Nes of Achashverosh, Hashalom, Stavino, obviously, we're not obligated to say over this Nes every day and night. And yet, with Subma, Nachman, Saper, Biyom, Shinasa, Ba'anes, Kol, Amarosh, Ayil, Tzorach, Anes, we have to tell over everything on Purim through the Megillah. Benisa, the Yitzias, Mitzrayim, Asher, Gondol, Erech, Kavayin, Hashem, Yisbarach. The Nes of Yitzias, Mitzrayim, at the Erech is so great. The eyes of Hashem, Asher, Tzivo, this girl, Sabo, Chayom, Balayla, Ein Odin, Shinasa, Ba'ayom, Shinasa, Ba'anes, Vechen, Aloshim, Yigal, Tzol, Vincha, Mare, Hamshocha, Sadiba, Vesibor, Hagodim, Aloshim, Hamshocha. You know what he says? The word Haggadah means what? To go on and on and on. Lashon Hamshacha. You know Hamshacha? Hamshacha is a Lashon Mikvot. Mishnah is Mikvot. That's not our problem right now. But anyway, that you have to continue. It's like one long continuum. By Yehidu Le'achol Ne'emod Yosef Chai. And now he comes to the, basically, the crux of the matter. And this is the last paragraph to answer what you said, Shmuel, so beautifully, which I'm going to develop over here shortly. U'mashenir u'lasvistat na'meshul otik de'bracha. Why is there no bracha on Tzivit Yitzias Mitzrayim? Everyone agrees there's a mitzvah called Sibis Yetzisai, correct? So why is there no bracha on it? Ki yeinenu haroz, shebechol bracha, kol dover shetik du bracha begufa mitzvah, lo tik du bracha al tzavoso, ha asios, ha mitzvahs, ki yeinu lidin letaki bracha al bracha. What did you say? And what does he say in the Mesivas? You don't make one bracha when the misgeret of the mitzvah is a bracha. So then you make one bracha top of another bracha. That we don't do. There's no need for it. And here's an example. Correct? Is that benching a bracha a mitzvah? Yes. What's the mitzvah? It's the only bracha daraisa that we know of. With the exception of the Shita Ramban, who said the bracha is also daraisa. Shakasaya is only a mitzvah. Now, you remember that Shakasaya before my bar mitzvah? I learned a lot of Shakasayas. Why? Because that's what was done in my days. Yesterday they were talking about it. Yesterday I was at a bar mitzvah last night. It went on forever. Anyway, so I had to wait for you to speak there. So they were talking about that's no longer what people do today. But that's what I did when I was 13 years old there. I sent over a Shakasaya, a pilpul of Shakasaya. This Shabbos I have a bar mitzvah of a grandson here in Hanof. And so all my grandchildren, I say, I learned them Shakasaya. But that was the practice, to learn Shakasaya. What is the Shakasaya usually that we learn? He has many pieces of tefillin. So I'm discussing with my grandson, and it's to say, he's saying over, Hesach Hadas by tefillin. Asugim Menachis, the other places, Asugim Masach Asukah, and that's what we correct, Hesach Hadas, for the tzitz. We might have a whole discussion about this. So I spent 3 months with him learning the sugya, and he knows it quite well, this little gentleman. That's a little bit more, getting bigger. Anyway, but he's a cute little fellow. Anyway, so the reason why I mentioned this, because that was the practice. Rav Soloveitchik said he was 7 years old, and how did he make money? Some people make money by selling lemonade. Is that what they still do? Yeah. People are business people. I have grandchildren. I have all kinds of asokim here. They're 11, 12 years old. Unbelievable, these Israelis. This one rents out an electric bicycle to people. And he buys the chatrila, of course, several thousand shekel. He bought it, now actually he's making money on it, all kinds of stuff. Anyway, so they just raised the age. You can't drive an electric bicycle unless you are 16 years old. So he is not 16. Should that not trouble him? Trust me, it doesn't. Anyway, Birchas Hamazon is the only bracha d'oraisa that we're familiar with. Correct? What's the marker for it? The pasuk chumash in Ikev, the achalta v'sabata v'arachas Hashem Elokecha. So that's also mitzaseh. Yes, the nesivim is v'lo tiktu l'varach asher k'nishanu v'mitzaseh tzivano l'varach halamazon. Why don't we make a bracha before we bench? What bracha should we make? Asher k'nishanu v'mitzaseh tzivano l'varach Birchas Hamazon. What do you say, Ari? What do you say? Excellent. That's what he answers. Excellent. Exactly what you said. Elavadi b'tamshik asati. What are we doing? In the Guf HaMitzvah itself, what do? We are, in effect, how many brachas are there in Birchas Hamazon? Oh God, Beis Mir, Masechet Brachas. How many brachas are there in the Raisa? How many in the Rabbanan? The Raisa there are? Great, correct, the first three. The fourth bracha is Atom HaMeitev, is the Rabbanan. They were Masechet, where was the Masechet that bracha? What city? City of Beitar. Why were they Masechet the city of Beitar in that bracha? And why the Harugi Beitar? They were killed. The Gemara describes in Gittin. Wow, terrible, terrible, terrible tragedies that occurred in the city of Beitar. So Chazal were Masechet, but they were not Nikbar, they were not buried. So they made a separate bracha, Harugi Beitar, when they were buried. So that's the fourth bracha, Atom HaMeitev. Okay? But three brachas are the Raisa. The fourth is the Rabbanan. That's why, by the way, how do you know that the fourth is the Rabbanan? Bring me a raya for the benching itself.
Same.
Excellent. Same. Who says that? The Abidwam. You shouldn't say that. You shouldn't point that. Since you say Amen. What does the Gemara say about answering Amen to my own bracha?
Only by
Bani Yerushalayim. Only Bani Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, Kalayna Amen Achabi Chesu, Arayze, Megunah. It's improper. So, Sugi Brachas. We have to now mention all the whole, let's go, the whole second bracha. Anyway, so the Arayze Megunah.
Also, it starts with Baruch.
Exactly. Another one that starts with Baruch also, which is based on another principle. That's your Gemara Megillah, namely Brachas Mil Chavit. It's also found in Brachas as well. One second, you hear what I'm just saying? One second. So, what is he saying here? Exactly what you pointed out, namely that since the whole nature of Birchas Hamazon is all three brachas, Daraisa, one bracha, the Rabbanan. So now we're going to go and say a bracha on top of a bracha. The whole misgeret is a misgeret of the bracha. Correct? Sorry, I'm coming to that. Don't worry about it. Exactly what we're going to discuss here. Anyway, so therefore it says the. Nesivas, let's just finish it. We'll be times there, last three lines. Lo tiktu gam kinka. Here also, there's no bracha on tzibitzias Mitzrayim. Why not, Ari? Kevin shekvar tiktu bracha gufa geula. Hu bechas asher golanu. Lo tiktu al bracha. Acheres on zeh. What does the Gemara say in Ari Psochim? How did Chazal arrange the Agada? They arranged it around four kosos, correct? Each four kosos, there's a what? A bracha.
associated with the coast. Is that kind of correct? What's the first coast? The coast of Kiddush. The second coast is the coast of Bugal Yisrael, which includes what? Incorporates Magi, the mitzvah of what? Sibit Yas Mitzrayim. That's also a bracha. The third coast is the coast of before Bechas HaMazon, correct? So you have Bechas HaMazon, that's coast number three. The fourth coast is after the Halal, correct? So we have an effect. The Gemara says, Kol Chad V'Chad Mitzvah Yapinashi, means the whole Haggadah is, shall we say, how is it arranged, how is it couched in the Miskeret of a bracha, says the Nesivas, therefore, you don't make a bracha on top of another bracha. That's the answer to the Nesivas. It's Kasha, and this is the issue I want to discuss now at great length. Yes.
Is it a mitzvah d'oraita?
What mitzvah? Because
you said the reason why we don't say it before it comes on Zosh, because it's a mitzvah
d'oraita. No, Birchas HaMazon happens to be a mitzvah saseh d'oraita.
It doesn't matter.
But it doesn't make a difference. And once you have the Miskeret of a mitzvah is within the, shall we say, the parameters of a bracha, the purview of a bracha, you don't impose one bracha on top of another bracha. That's what the Nesivas saying in Yisod. The question is, where did he get this Yisod from? How does he know this? Who told this to him? Which little birdie revealed this to him? Is there any basis for this? I'm going to show you. Not only is there a basis, but there's quite a basis for the Nesivas. Yes?
Does the Rashi repeat the point that you said about Megillah?
Now, Megillah, he comes here, it's really a side point. But he said, by Megillah is also a din of Sipur.
Yeah.
In the sense that what? That we have to relate. The Gemara says, Megillah, oh, one second. Megillah Nigre Sefer, or Megillah Nigre's Higeres. That's the Chazer, 101 times. Megillah is called a Sefer, it's called a Higeres. The Rav said a whole Shir, a distinction between a Higeres and a Sefer. It's very dinim, two totally different concepts. One is Sefer, one is Higeres. It's published. This Shir that Rav Soloveitchik said. But part of it, what a Negeres is, what does a Negeres mean? A letter. A letter has to be written, correct? How do you read a letter? From the beginning to the end. And basically he says that there's an unfolding that takes place over here, namely the unraveling or unfolding of the story that happened in the days of Ahasuerus. And that's an obligation that we have to go ahead and read the Megillah. The Gemara said, by the way, the Gemara Yudala, the Megillah, what does the Gemara say? Three reasons why we don't say Halal Purim. Reason number one? What was that? Kriyasa Zui Hilula. Kriyasa Halal. Kriyas HaMegillah is in lieu of Halal. But basically what we are doing by reading the Megillah, we are saying Halal to Hashem is Baruch. The Meiri passes the Halacha, the Shaar Tzion quotes the Mishnah Berurah. If I don't have a Megillah, what do? I say Halal. So I'm Kiddush Gadol. The Meiri. Next reason, reason number two, I'm going to say Halal on Purim. What? Because the outside of Eretz Yisrael, that's the Gemara. It's a Mechilta actually, it's called by the Gemara Megillah Yudalad. Reason number three? We're still Akati Abdi HaShver Shanam, because we pay taxes. And there's a shul in Beit Shemesh, I know the rabbi there. They're crazy about Balabatin. Why do they do that? They say, Vayosef, Namelech, Achashverosh, Mas. They start booing. Mayor, Mav Shop is there. I can't stop them. I spoke to the rabbi many times to stop them from this kind of behavior. They don't listen. People don't like to pay taxes. You know the famous expression, there are two things you can't escape from. Death and taxes. Those are the two things that you'll never escape from. What?
Correlation.
Yes. Anyway, so here he says here in the middle, Shmuel. No, he's only connecting it. He's saying the problem. Here, there's no obligation of Zechira, Yom Valayla, with reference to the Nesel, Akashmerosh, and yet we're obligated to tell the story during the course of that day. So obviously, Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is Kabbal Chayme, and Nosh Kabbal Chayme, Foriori, that we have to mention it, Kala Yom Valayla. Yes?
There's also another answer for why you want to say bracha?
Yes?
You start off by saying like we were like slaves and we were destroyed. So you don't say bracha on something bad. So that's why you don't say anything bad.
Who gives that answer? The Gemara is a machod, it's Rabbi Shmuel, the Gemara Rabbi Psochin. We actually incorporate both into the Haggadah. The one who talks about this, of course, is the Rav Zechen and Bracha. The Rav's Haggadah. You are familiar with the machod, Rabbi Shmuel? And Rabbi Psochin, that's why you must learn Rabbi Psochin. You must learn that parak. So there's a machlokes in Rav Shmuel. Don't tell me I didn't bring the Rosh Hakodesh. Wow.
I have it.
Wow. Ikar chasim and aser. Oh, thank you. I told you I don't really have to bring it. You guys know where it is? Aluach libecha. It's over here. The matzah olah. I heard the Rav speak about it many, many times. But here, just there's a big machlokes in Rav Shmuel. We're definitely what Adam said now. So there's a Gemara has an Avi Psochim. And the Rav talks about it at great length over here. The Haggadah, after the beginning, when it says the following, There's a Mishnah. Mishnah Kuf Tes Zayin, I believe it is. Master Benus and Messiah Meshavach. What does the Mishnah say? You start by telling over Gnus. What's Gnus means? The Gnai of Am Yisrael. The nether parts of Am Yisrael. How do we end? The question, what's the Gnus? What Gnus do we mention in Agada? You have Agada in front of you? Yes, you do. Please. If you don't have Agada, please open it up. Number one is the Rashid of Rav. Rav says, we begin by saying, look in there where the Agada says, everyone had that? So Rav claims that's the Gnus. Shmuel says, no, that's not the Gnus. What is the Gnus? Avadim Alino, the power of Mitzvayim. And I say, Hashem Elokeinu Misham. We actually pass them like both. We pass like both Rav and Shmuel. That's where we begin our God with Avadim Alino, correct? Take a look. Everyone should look to see what I'm talking about. How does our God really begin? Avadim Alino. Right after what? After the Manishtana, correct? After the Manishtana, we have, of course, Avadim Alino, power of Mitzvayim. This is actually a response, an answer to the Dalit Banim. I can't discuss that right now because I'm in the middle of something else. But anyway, I will hopefully eventually get to it. Stay with me for 2 weeks, you'll eventually hear it. But anyway, I'm just saying that Avadim Hayinu L'Parvim Mitzrayim is a response to the Dalit Banim, to the question. But as you said correctly, so we pass in Avadim Hayinu, and then we say after that, Arezim Meshubach, the story of the five Tanoim, and then Avadim Hazari, the Mishnah Dafi Beis and Brachas, and then the Dalit Banim, and then we say, Mithila of the Avadim Hazara. Correct? So what exactly is the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel? They're obviously to have a field day with this. What's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel? What was the ikar shibud in Mitzrayim? What was the main shibud that took place in Mitzrayim? Rav said the main shibud was what? The fact that we were spiritually in a state of slavery. Memtesh haritumo, you know what Chazal say. Had we stayed there even one moment longer, what would have happened? Rachmana l'tzlan. It would have been over. It would have been completely over. The ikar gula was the fact that Hashem brought us closer to what? Avodas Hashem, give us the Torah. The whole concept of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Torah. How do we know that? Pasuk in Chumash. Moshe Rabbeinu was told beginning of Shmos. What did Hashem tell him beginning of Shmos? Hashem tells him, Botziachas Omni Mitzrayim. Next, Ta'abdu, Ta'abdun. The way the Ran writes at the end of Psalm, Ta'abdun Nun. That means after 50 days, you'll be over Hashem. Ta'abdun Esolokim Ala Makam Azeh. What Makam are we talking about? Where? Har Sinai. So already Har Sinai was built in to the very Shibud Mitzrayim experience, correct? That was the whole idea. So the major Shibud was based on a spiritual nature. There's a very strange passage in the Agada. My follower Shah was very concerned about this passage. I'm just taking a little break here, put this in parentheses. It says, when we mention the Avada Vayino, V'ilu lotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zavosenim Mitzrayim, Harianu Vanenu Vanenu Meshubadim Vayino Parvim Mitzrayim. You know that? Had Hashem not taken us out of Egypt, we would still be Meshuvah. My father said, what? It took about thousands of years. We would still be Meshuvah. So there are different pshatim that Rishonim asked to answer this kasha. The Ramban writes that Mitzrayim was literally a fortress. You couldn't escape from Egypt. Not possible. They literally built a fortress around Egypt. It was not possible to escape. But the other pshat, which I think is the better pshat, is exactly based on this, you saw the last one, as you said, as far as what is the Gnai. So if you hold the Gnai, is the way Rav says that we were spiritually under the, shall we say, influence of the mores of Egypt. Mores, M-O-R-E-S. What does that refer to? The culture of Egypt. Unfortunately, we also are very influenced by the American culture. Would you not say so? I would say so excessively. And that's the reason why we have difficulty studying Torah. Because there's a clash between American culture and obviously the culture of the Torah. What's the clash? Maybe you'll explain it to us. Correct. You just took care of the whole problem. All the values of the American values are, I would say, totally almost antagonistic, antithetical to everything the Torah stands for. Give me one example.
iPhone.
What? Exactly. Baruch Hashem. Wow. We made some progress here. Because what does it represent? The whole culture of the iPhone culture or the smartphone culture is essentially gratification writ large. And immediate gratification writ large. That's not a Torah value. Torah value is what? That we have to learn to be patient. Maharaya, the Rav used to say this to Magoda as well, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Esav, what did he promise him? Harseya. What happened? Did he give him Harseya right away? Because a non-Jew cannot handle a promise that's not going to be, shall we say, immediately implemented. What about us? We were promised Eretz Yisrael. Were we given Eretz Yisrael right away? What happened to us? We had to wait a long time for Eretz Yisrael. The Yaakov Abanov, Yerudim Mitzrayim. Do you call it an Agada? Take a look at the Agada. I see we have to look at everything right here. In this paragraph, the Tila of the Avodah Zarah. You see that? You can turn on the Tila of the Avodah Zarah. Oh, I stole your... I apologize. I apologize for taking your Agada.
What is it?
What's
it called?
The Rav's Agada is called Siach
Hagrid.
What?
No,
I'll tell you why it's not in the car, because I took it out last night. I own about six of them. But everywhere I go, I have another Agada. But I took it out of my car because I wanted to show it to someone in the Bar Mitzvah last night. And now I see what happened. I forgot to put it back. What? Can't hear. Where? Do they? The base village? I don't know. How could they not? They don't have one, then Iker Chasim and HaSefer. This is the most important Sefer. Silly build that I am. What was I going to say? Is here at the bottom of that paragraph? Vayetzei Yitzchak es Yaakov es Esav. Yitzchak had two sons. Vayetzei Esav es Haseir Reshla. So right away Esav receives Haseir. Hashem promised him Haseir. Where is this discussed? In which parsha of Reshis? At Graveland? Alufa Esav. It mentions all the princes, all the chieftains of Esav. Eila Alufa Esav. Great, great land. We have one parsha that deals with Alufa Yishmael. And one parsha deals with Alufa Esav. I'm very troubled by why is the Torah expatiating at such land? Why is the Torah so prolix on the Alufa? You have the Chumash here? Yes, we all have Chumash. Let me just borrow a Chumash. Take a look at the Chumash for a second just to show you this. Just so you can see that the Torah has spent enormous amount of time on the Alufim. At the end of Ayishlach, the Torah describes, look at this left, Perek Lamed Vav, the famous Perek. Look at Lamed Vav. Page 86, pagination by Ayishlach. 86. I taught one word to the yeshiva, pagination. That's it. That's the extent of what I taught the yeshiva. Anyway, so here, in Perek Lamed Vav, you have it? Ve'lo Tovos Esam Hu'edom. You know, Vayishlach deals with what? What's the discussion that takes place in Vayishlach? What's happening in Vayishlach? Yaakov meets Esav, correct? Very nice. And they come to some sort of reconciliation, correct? Rapprochement between Yaakov and Esav. And then, Perek Lamed Vav, suddenly, after the death of Yitzchak, and of course, he's buried by Esav with Yaakov, and suddenly the Torah goes off on a tangent. Mayor, Perek Lamed Vav. What kind of psukim? Ve'elah told us Esav who Edom. Esav takes his wife, with those Kanan. Which is all the wives of Esav. And again, we go on, Esav takes his wives and Pasuk Vav, and guess where he goes? Vayelach al Eretz with Yaakov Achiv. Below Kiyayo Husham Rav, Vayelach al Eretz with Gurayim, Vasei Sosam. Esav is where? Vayeshav Esav, the Harseir. That's what Hashem gave Esav, Harseir. And then we go on to describe many, many, so give all the chiefdoms of Esav. Why? Doesn't it trouble you? Aren't you troubled by this? In that trouble? Why so many psukim devoted to Esau? Who cares? Not only that, look at the end of... That's at the end of Ayishlach. Look at the end of Ayeshem. Not by Ayeshem. The end of Pasha's... What do you call it? Here. The end of Pasha's... Not there anymore. At the end, where is it? Where is it? The end of Parshas Tovos, not there. There you have at the end of Tovos, also a bit about Esav, correct? And Esav marries Machlas Bas Yishmael. Okay, but that's not what I was referring to right now. I'm referring to the Tovos of Yishmael. Where did the Tovos of Yishmael mention? He said at the end of Parshas, look at, we just saw the end of Parshas of Yishmael, correct? What's it over there? Toldos of Esav. Now, where do you have the Toldos of Yishmael? Where are they mentioned?
Chayasar. Yeah.
Excellent. Look at the end of Chayasar. There you have a discussion about the children of Abraham, Turah, but Toldos Yishmael. Thank you. The end of Chayasar. It's my mitzvah pasha. I should know that. They had the Toldos Yishmael and Abraham. why again? Why do we spend so much time on Tolos of Yishmael and the Tolos of Esau? So there's a very nice sefer called Darash Darash Esau. And I know the author. Anyway, so there, the author has a very fascinating chiddush named Rav Soloveitchik. That the Rav said that the word Tolos has a different translation when we're talking about Esau and Yishmael than when we are talking about whom? Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. What's the distinction? The word Tolos, with reference to Esau, refers to, and Yishmael, biological continuity. You know what I'm talking about? Generation after generation after generation. Seemingly, they grew and they multiplied in a very facile, unencumbered kind of fashion. Without difficulty. Mashenken, the Tolos of Yitzchak, the Eila Tolos Yitzchak and Avraham, correct? The word Tolos there is not referring to biological continuity, but referring to what? Spiritual continuity. And how do you go ahead and how do you, shall we say, engender an environment with a spiritual continuity? The answer is you have to implant values. What kind of values? Mesiras Nefesh, Yirat Shamayim, that is a much more difficult task. That involves a lot of what? Tzar Gidul Banim. You know Tzar Gidul Banim? You probably never, you look like a malach, so you probably never provided your parents with any Tzar Gidul Banim. It was all, shall we say, hunky-dory, all sweet, and the like. Okay, I'm back over here. Right? So Esau received his share miyad. The Rav is to point out that Rashi three times in Tanakh, found three times in Rashi in Tanakh. Rashi Divayomim, Rashi Kachamal Perfes, and Rashi Bereshis. Rashi points out the distinction between a non-Jew and a Jew is the following. A non-Jew, you promise him something, you don't give it to him, you know what he does? He kicks. K-I-C-K-X. K-I-C-K-S. I don't mean kicking for a field goal. I'm talking about he kicks at the whole concept of Judaism. This is based on Psukim Tanakh. Especially you see in Malachim Halal Perfes, what happens over there in the investiture of the Beis HaMikdash. Of Shlomo HaMelech, you know? Shlomo HaMelech, you familiar with him? There's the investiture, Perak Aleph. Malachim Halal Perfes. So you have a whole description. Shlomo HaMelech launches a long tefillah, and in that tefillah he mentions the people who come to the Beis HaMikdash to daven, including whom? Non-Jews. But there it mentions what happens to a non-Jew that he comes to the Beis HaMikdash, he asks Hashem for something. If Hashem doesn't provide it for him, what does he do? Mivayit. What does Mivayit mean? He kicks. What does it mean? He kicks, he rebels. He said the whole thing's a travesty. The whole Beis HaMikdash experience has absolutely no value. It's balderdash. Correct? It's absolutely worthless. Mashenkin, a Jew realizes Hashem doesn't always respond to Atfilos right away, nor does he respond to them positively. That's what the mother of Nachshon Waxman, Hashem Yimkom Lomo, who was killed, you know, remember that, perhaps you read about it. Nachshon Waxman. And when I came to Eretz Yisrael 21 years ago, he was taken by terrorists, abducted by terrorists, and he was killed. And Thursday night, we were all the Kaisel and Maravi over here. 300,000 Jews were there, all stripes, all types, praying for his welfare. And unfortunately, he was killed by the terrorists, Mashimon Bezichron. And so they asked Nachshon Waxman's father or mother, what happened to all the tefillos of Klal Yisrael, the Kotel and Maravi? And the answer is the tefillos did not go lashov. They didn't go, they were not in vain. Hashem, it says Hashem is a shomea tefillah. What does it mean shomea? You say in Yoshman HaSek, Baruch HaTzah Hashem, shomea tefillah means that Hashem what? Listens to our prayers. Does that necessarily mean that he responds to them affirmatively? No, Bab Dafka, but he hears them. And all of our prayers and all of our tears are, we say in the Slichah, Hashem should take all of our tefillos, all of our tears, and put it into a flask. And that flask becomes, is taken out actually, Hashem, in other situations, that Hashem actually remembers the tefillos of Klal Yisrael. So here, Esau is given Hasenah right away, otherwise they'll rebel. But Yaakov will run up, Yodim is fine. Okay, I'm going back to Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, and then I'll come back to the issue I want to talk about. And that is Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, what you mentioned, you were talking there, whether Master Gnus, Messiah B'Shevach, what is the Gnus? Is the Gnus a spiritual destitute of Klal Yisrael? The fact that we're in a spiritual low state, that's according to the position of Rabbi, Pasuk like both Rabbi Shmuel. But we saw Rabbi Mayino, and then we also mentioned Bitchila of the Abed Azar, correct? Rashenki, what is Shmuel Shita? Shmuel Shita is that not that the spiritual part was the main part of the Yeshivot, but rather what's the main part of the Yeshivot? The main part of the Yeshivot was the fact that, as the Balagoda says over here, not the spiritual aspect, but rather, as I said, the physical aspect. Okay, so we have the Machlokes is Rabbi Shmuel, we pass like both. Anyway, this is a very famous issue. So now we're back over here, thank you. we're back over here. Namely, I want to develop this idea of the Nesibis, that a bracha and a bracha you don't make. So let's start. Now, I'm just going to refer you to a number of sources. I can't go into it at such great length because it would take 100 hours. I don't want to do that. There's a famous Rabbi Yona, number two. See, I did number two here on the sheet. It could be you didn't see the Rabbi Yona. I suspect you didn't see it because you learned Gemara Shin Tesis, like Sivan Brachas. Is that what they did? You learned Gemara Shin Tesis, more or less? Or Gemara Rashi, that's also a big accomplishment. There's a famous Rabbi Yona over here, beginning by Sivan Brachas. He has a Chiddush Gadol, which is very hard to understand. He said the following. I'm summarizing it, but you can read it for those who want to read it inside. When a person davens ma'ariv in shul, and you say kriyat shema every Friday, every night, do we make a bracha on the kriyat shema? Isn't there a mitzvah say to say kriyat shema? So why don't we make a bracha? Asher kedushanu mitzvasim tzivanu likriyat shema before we say the shema. What was that? That's exactly what Rabbi Yonah says. However, he's mechadish. Let's say a person davens ma'ariv earlier, before this man, then comes, and then later on, I have to say Kriyat Shema later on because I didn't say it this man. So then comes Rabbi Yonah and says, what? Name of the Gaon name? You have to make a bracha? Asher Kishon, so so, Likras Hashma. Pile Ployim. What a shita. Okay, you don't believe me. Let's read it. Kachu Ainyan, you don't believe me. Shebeza Knesset, can everyone read the handwriting?
Yeah.
You see, Rabbi Yonah. You are Rabbi Yonah. So here, yeah, we can read Rabbi Yonah now. Kachu Ainyan. שבית הכנסת זיקרו קריאה שמה עם ברוסר ויספלל לא יחד אם לא צריך דרך אומץ קריאה שם ברוסר קריאה למה מפיל אותו בדברי תאירה יועץ ידי קריאה שם ברוכה זה הרגע שיהיה במסו כנו שיוכל אחר יציע סקו חוב ומיקרו עושה ויסקה ולוס בדרך אובה ויקרו עושה כולה במירו ובכבוד עשה לי fine now the last line because of Abba Mzal שבשור שקורי עושה if you're going to read קריאה שמה when you daven ma'ariv early, so obviously not dealt with the mitzvah kriyat shema. You have to say it later on. When you say it later on, yivarech asher gedushanu mitzvah tzivanu dikro kriyat shema. Bilei ployim. Yaimim mavi arav shein zeh nachom. Never heard of such a business. Shalom otzina bracha zu b'shuvakom. When you find such a bracha, asher gedushanu mitzvah tzivanu dikro kriyat shema, he's 1,000% right. Rabbi Nehenda. You quote the name of mavi arav. Who's mavi arav? Who's the rabbi? Who's the rabbi of Nehenda? The Ramban. The Rashba. Never heard of such a bracha. But what's the logic over here? What's the logic? Why would you go ahead and make such a bracha? So you just said it. Namely, when I daven bizman, Alex said, Bezakhnes says, I'm saying Kriyat Shema b'birchoseo. Correct? Kriyat Shema b'birchoseo means what? Kriyat Shema is framed how? By brachas. Correct? Namely, how many brachas do you say in Kriyat Shema? It's a Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? Mishacha b'varech. How many brachas do you make in the morning? How many brachas do you make at night time? Altogether, you make how many brachas? Sheva. Sheva vayom halatich. Correct? Sheva vayom halatich. I can learn brachas. This is all brachas. I'm just telling you all of Masechet brachas that I have not seen in many years. But I learned brachas a few, several scores of times. That's why I'm familiar with it. You know, I thought I was going to, this year, since the Shana was learning brachas, I thought I would learn brachas with them. I didn't really succeed. However, here and there, what I did was, you know, I took off two nights and learned two prakim here, and two prakim there, so I just learned the whole sector, and along the course of the last few months, I didn't do it both in Ratzuf, but I did it, and so that's how I ask people questions on brachas, and they talk to me on brachas, so at least I can speak intelligently. Anyway, but the point is that when you daven bizman, you say kriya shav b'chosev. If you don't daven bizman, which many people do, many issues. I have many, many, many issues. What?
Pet peeves.
Pet peeves. One of them is people who daven early. The so-called, you're familiar with Meir, by now you've heard me 1,000 times. Anyway, so people who daven early in the summer. In the United States, they have this thing, they daven 7 o'clock in the summertime. Every week, 7 o'clock. Doesn't make a difference when, shall we say, Plaga Mincha is, when Shia is, what is the proper thing to do? You're going to daven early. What should you do? Mincha before, plag, and Ma'aretz a plag. You're familiar with what I'm talking about? Machlok is Abinu L'Chacham. It's a mission in the fourth paragraph. Tilsa Shacha. Correct? How do we pass on Alokha the Gemara says? Like Abinu L'Chacham. What does the Gemara say? Davi Kamar Abad. Davi Kamar Abad. You can pass like either one. But the Mishabura says, he quotes from Rishaynim, it should be Trey Kuli, the Sasvi Adodi. Don't make a joke. Namely, you daven Mincha after plag, and Ma'aretz before Shia. That's not like Abihuda or Rabbi, you play games. You're not supposed to play games. So Chachila, anyway, I once said a shiur in the shul that I know the rabbi. I said a shiur there, 29 reasons why you shouldn't have an early. It took about half a year. Then they couldn't take it anymore, so I stopped that shiur. Anyway, that's what I usually do. I say a shiur for a topic, and I go on forever until they become blue in the face, and then I move on to something else.
What about Tosefta?
What was that? That is one of the issues of Tosefta. Tosefta Shabbos only requires a kol shiur, and even those who have a kabbal Shabbos in the time, Bisman, they have a Tosefta Shabbos. They light candles here, 40 minutes for Shkia, 18 minutes for Shkia, 20 minutes for Shkia. That's Tosefta Shabbos. What's the problem? One of the problems is Kriyashma. Many people forget to say Kriyashma. One of the problems is Kriyashma. One of the problems is Fiyasa Omer during the summer. I don't dive in early Bichlal in my lifetime. Never heard of such a concept. It's against my religion. Anyway, but at the same time, you know that there's an early minyan in the shul that I'm actually associated with. I spoke to Rabbi Levinsohn many times about it. He told me at the end, you're going to lose all your balabatis. You won't have a shul left. But they all went to daven elsewhere. Ari. So, okay. It's a religion of convenience. But whatever the case is, I am not in favor of that because I hold this Lobos Seder. They tell me they have young children. So, chinuch, they want to be chinuch their children. And I say, ein lecha davar anti-chinuchi yoter mizeh. This is the most anti-chinuch thing imaginable. People have this... They use all kinds of explanations, but Levi Andy has died. Anyway, I found Baruch Hashem later on, Rabbi Yashiv, some of the countries. There's a Rabbi in Gilo. I met him, Rav Schlesinger, out in Golden Marie. So he wrote a whole countries about this against it, and he has Rabbi Yashiv's Askama. And I was mechavi to many of the reasons that he mentions over there in that countries that I saw later on. Okay, anyway, but I imagine most people here probably do daven earlier. Okay, that's the way it is. What can we do? We have to be in Malam and Swiss and Klal Yisrael. I try to. Yes, that even though he's not saying a bracha, we pass the nomic a bracha, but the whole chiddush, as you said, Alex, and as Shmuel said a moment ago, that a bracha and a bracha would be inappropriate. Now, I'll give you another example of this. I'm not going to go through this whole thing because it takes too long. This is in the Balamor, upper left-hand corner. This is a very famous Balamor. The Netziv is the one who actually discussed this Balamor. I assume a little bit familiarity you do have with this matter, namely, Tkiya Shover Rosh Hashanah, okay? Jason, you are familiar with Tkiya Shover Rosh Hashanah, right? So when do we blow? When do we blow the Shover? That's called something called Tkiya Stem Uma, Tkiya Stem Yusha, right? We blow, number one, when? When do you blow Shover Rosh Hashanah? Tkiya Stem Uma and Tkiya Stem Yusha. Or maybe it's not the other way. Tkiya Stem Yusha and Tkiya Stem Uma. What's Tkiya Stem Yusha? That these Tkiya really can blow be Yeshiva. You don't have to stand. The practice is to stand. I'm talking about the tkiyas before Shemoneh Esrei, correct? When do we blow them? Do you remember? We blow shofar. Mitzvah Seder Ha'Isa. When do you blow? Right before Musaf, correct? Okay. I'm not getting to the number of kolos right now. There's another parsha. And then you blow Shemoneh Esrei. Many people, Sfaradim, anyone here daven Nusach Sfaradim? The Nusach Sfaradim has the practice to blow both in the, shall we say, silent Shemoneh Esrei as well as in the Chazar Shashatz. Most Ashkenazim don't do that. The Rav was knowing like that a number of years. Okay, he used to do different things, different years. But anyway, he had the practice of blowing the Salat Shemoneh Esrei and then blowing in the Chazar Shashatz. But the din is Tkiya Salseira Abach is the din Daraisa. There's a Rashi twice in, Rashi twice says it. Rashi in Parshas Emor. Tkiyas with the brachas together is the din Daraisa. It's like a psukim. There's a beautiful sefer called the Kapos Tamarim. You know that sefer? He wrote on several Masechtos. It's an Achron. So he's the one who fleshes out this idea. But Tkiyas Salseira Abrachas during the Raisa. And Rashi Rosh Hashanah says it as well. That Tkiyas Salseira Abrachas together with the Brachas that did the Raisa. Yeah. How? The same way you blow it in the Chazar Shashatz. You take a horn and you blow. What's the problem? So they, what they do is the following. There's an arrangement that everyone gets X amount of time to say Malchus, and then they give a patch like they patch for Yalav Yavo, they patch for this and they patch for that, I don't know what else they patch for. Anyway, so the, and then they blow.
No,
not a hefsek, on the contrary, that's exactly what I just pointed out to you. Tkiyas Salseira Abrachas, Dafka, the merger of Tkiyos and Brachos that did the Isa. Okay, you got to learn the last paragraph of Rosh Hashanah very, very well with the Ramban of Alamor and all the Rishonim. That's what's good to do. Okay, Yes Hashem, I hope you'll do it soon. Lot, lot. That's what tell me. Lot, lot. It's a favorite word in Yeshiva. Lot, lot.
Did someone announce?
There's no announcement. For the show, that'd be half set. So they'll announce it, but they know beforehand they're going to blow and they're going to ask it. And that's the problem. It often creates a lot of hefsek, as you, Alex, already have alluded to, and that's why many don't do it. But also, eventually, felt it was the proper thing to do. Why am I telling this whole story? Because the Balamor here has the following very fascinating comment. He points out that Bizman Tanoim Amoraim, they only blew in Chazar Sashatz. They only blew in Chazar Sashatz. This business of blowing before Musav, what is the nature of that? Tkiyos are supposed to be associated with the three new brachas of Shmoneh Esrei of Roshan, which are Malchios, Zechronos, and Shofros. I tell you, I spoke about this. Malchios, Zechronos, and Shofros in the beginning of the year. I speak about it every year. It's like for me, like with with your mother's milk, you understand Malchios, Zechronos, and Shofros. That's the way I grew up. My father, Roshan, used to learn with us the Shmoneh Esrei when we were 5 years old. 6, 7, 8. I heard from Rabbanim. And then, of course, from the laws of Hemel Bracha, wow, oh, what our salvation did with Malchus and the Shefers. Like the story of my life, the most beautiful tefillos imaginable. Don't you agree? Malchus and the Shefers, there was a rabbi who just was nifter. Oh, Chaval Davdim, Lom Mishtachim, a rabbi before Posen's, that's all. He wrote on the Targumim, so he davened and carried Yavdim for 40 years. I was able to hear him, but I also heard him in Toronto. He was in Shulchan in Toronto, in Sochnut. I became very friendly with him since then. He was just nifter, a young man who lived in the old city. So he wrote 3 volumes on the Targumim. He actually, every pasuk, he explains the Targumim, all the Targumim on each pasuk in the most beautiful way imaginable. Ayikra came out, Rav Nevesol Shlitz, he wrote a poem, Lifuwasa Hashleima. Unfortunately, he was nifter maybe a week ago. And so he this Rab Rafal Posen, what a nusach he had for Shani Yom Kippur. Wow. Malchus Rebbe Mishavis, it still rings in my ears. Abayena, Shalom Aleichem. Anyway, so here the Balamor says, I'll try to be a bit more effervescent. This way I won't put you in the arms of Morpheus. Anyway, so but here the Balamor writes, the Balamor said that Bizman Chazal, they only were tokea when? Bizman Atalem Aroyim, only Chazal Sashat. The fact that we blow before Musav is a takona sagainim. And matter, he writes even that Bizman Atanoim, they blew Chazal Sashat, skiers to Miyushab, you can sit down, Mikra Adin. Okay, the reason why I mention all this is because the Balamor here has another additional element. Namely, Bizman Atanoim Aroyim, they blew Chazal Sashat, did they make a bracha, the Shmoa Kol Shofar? No. Why not? Went to the Balamor. The answer is because the whole Shmoneh Esrei is couched in the form of bracha. Which brachas? Malchios, Zichronos, and Shavros. And therefore, there's no need to make a separate Birchas HaMitzvah. You don't make a bracha, top of a bracha. It's the same Yisod as the Nesivus, the same Yisod as Birchas HaMozen. That's what the Nesivus is telling us with reference to what? Why do you make a bracha? See what you have to sign. Because you don't make a bracha, top of a bracha. You understand what I'm saying? We're trying to explain the Nesivus. And that's what the Balamor is saying, something of a very similar nature. Let me go further.
For the Hesed during the
Shabbos. Well, you're not here. Sorry.
Is
it
during the
Shabbos
for the Shabbos?
What?
Is during the
Shabbos? They only blew in the Chazar
Sashatz. And then they didn't make a bracha.
They didn't make a bracha, because there's no need to make a bracha, since it's a bracha, top of a bracha. I'll give you another example, which is very fascinating. Number 5. Agamon Saita Lamates. Where are you, Moshe? He disappeared. Anyway, so the... was he here before? I thought he was here. Maybe I'm dreaming. Shalom Tamidus of Elazar ben Shamua. They asked him the following question. They want to discuss this in the Tzib. A very fascinating Gemara. You know, there are 2 Gemaras in Shas. You're familiar with that. Adam is familiar with one, and then the Gemara inside is the other. The Gemara tells you, you know, Ponce de Leon? The guy who discovered the Fountain of Youth? In Florida? Where is he? He's not here anymore.
Yes.
What?
You looking for Yitz?
Who was that?
You looking for Yitzhak?
Yitzhak. Not here. Where did he go?
Back to the Fountain of Youth.
Prague.
He went to Prague. Okay, I thought he went back to Boca. Anyway, but so Ponce de Leon, you ever heard of him? You studied American history? What did he try to do? Discover the Fountain of Youth. What? What was that?
From
from my state also.
I'm talking about Florida. So he allegedly discovered the fountain of youth, whatever that is. But the Gemara has twice in Shas. The Gemara discusses all this Bameher after Yomim. How are you saying the Tavich is Yomim? The Gemara gives all kinds of answers. One Gemara is in, the other Gemara is in, so it's twice in Shas. We see this. So here you have a funny Gemara. Yes, it is. Shalom Tamidus Abalazim and Shamu Abameher after Yomim, they asked him, how are you saying the Tavich is Yomim? So look what he writes. I'm skipping the part that, shall we say, that I didn't underline. One of the items he said, what did he do? Lo nosasi kapai below bracha. I never did the siyas kapayim without what? Without making a bracha. And that's why he was offered to what? Tarichus yamin. So the question, of course, is what's the chiddush of that? Everyone knows when you're about to do a mitzvah, chazal v'masaking, what does the Gemara say all over Shas? Kol ha-mitzvah z'varach alayin, v'yivelas yasa. Where's that Gemara found? All over Shas. You can't go through all the masechtas that's found it. Kol ha-mitzvah z'varach alayin, v'yivelas yasa. There's something called the Birchas HaKohanim, right? Before you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha. So of course you make a bracha for Birchas HaKohanim. Is Birchas HaKohanim a mitzvah? Mayor? Of course it is. The mitzvah say, how many mitzvahs? I'm wrong, Ksubis. Oh, Ksubis. Here we go. How many mitzvahs are involved?
Four.
A lot. How many? 1, 2, 3. 3, the Gemara says in Ksubis. Correct? There are 3 mitzvahs involved. And so, of course you make a bracha. So what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush? And the Gemara says in Megillah, now this is also Megillah, you know that Gemara. I'm quoting Megillah now because it's in Megillah, because I don't know if I can quote other Masechtas. It's also in Sukkah, it's also found elsewhere, but Megillah is a Masechtas you're familiar with. So it says that, Mogam Shenagu Lubarech Lubarech. Remember that? Where's that referring to? We just had Purim. It refers to, no. The bracha, we're talking about the bracha l'achaveha. What bracha l'achaveha? The bracha that we say, Hakel, Harav, Sivaynu, Adonis, Dinenu. We say you have to create some Megillah. What about the bracha before Megillah, Jason? That bracha, of course, everyone makes, correct? Jason, over here. Matthew, over here. Anyways, what bracha do we say over here? Matthew, what bracha do you make on the Megillah? Before. Asher Kedishonu, Mitzvah Ziviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviv afterwards, but the bracha before it, Matthew Zachiah, what? Because it's a birchas hamitzvah. What's the mitzvah? To read the Megillah. Correct? So what's going on over here? What's the Gemara saying? That I was berachas arichas yom because I never did the siyas kapai without a bracha. Take a look at the Gemara says, Matthew, my mevarech, Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Chisda, Asher Kishonu, V'Yishosu Shalaron, V'Sivaron, L'Rachas Amo Yisrael, V'Yavo. That's a birchas hamitzvah. So what's the Gemara saying over here? What a pelting Gemara. Gemara doesn't make any sense. So what's the pshat in this Gemara? No, what do you have to say? Yes, you have the problem? Yeah, what do you want to say?
No, they said after, everyone agrees that it was a mitzvah to do before, I focus on after.
100%, that's the Gemara I'm referring to. That before, there's no question, it's a mitzvah. So here also, what's the Gemara saying over here? That the reason why you're talking about Yomim, because me'olam sasi kapay v'lo bracha. Mazeh. Of course you make a bracha. What is the mashma of this Gemara? The Mikra Adin, there's no need to make a bracha. Somehow that's the impression you have. Mikra Adin, and he's priding himself in the fact, Matthew, that he was zechut arichas yomim because he made this bracha. But really, Mikra Adin is not necessary. Why is that so? Because really, you know, the duchanin, Gemara brachas, here we go. Gemara brachas, the end of the first parak. What the Gemara says to Mishnah and Tobin? Namely, when, here you are. Good, you came, that you helped me. And namely, when do you go at duchan? When do you do duchan? At the end of what? What it falls upon the carbon al sibur. It's a Mishnah in Tobit, the Mishnah at the end of the first paragraph. It's quoted by the Gemara Brachas, I'm sorry to say. At Chaz 101 times. Even you, Matthew. Anyway, you too. But you didn't learn Brachas. Okay, but still you can learn Brachas. There's no easy with Noah. Another the point is that today there's no carbon al sibur, right? Bisman is Duchanin, is Duchanin the Rabbanon today? What we said, the Mitzvah of Zins Kapayim today is the Rabbanon. There are those who claim that. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his Siddur. He claims that the mitzvah of Duchen is only a din d'rabbanan. Where'd you go, Moshe? I'm talking to Moshe, but he's not here. Okay, we talk to the walls, but Rashi says, Oznayim b'kaisa, Rashi and Brothers, the walls have ears. My father used to say that. When I was 5 years old, the walls have ears. My father felt he was also talking to the walls. Then I discovered Rashi and Brothers, and said, Oznayim b'kaisa, the walls have ears. So I was very happy. One thing, let me just finish this point. Alex, the whole point is that So really, he claims that the Rabbi Yaakov ended that Duchen in today is a Din Rabbanan, Chutz L'Migdosh. A Din Rabbanan, we have no Kerben Sibra. We just read Parsha Shini. Do we not? Recently, what does it say over there? Vayisa Aaron es Yadav Elohim Vayivarchein. What bracha is that? Machlokes v'Rishonim. Take a look at the Rabban, the end of the Spanish. Vayisa Aaron es Yadav Elohim Vayivarchein, Vayered, Vyasel, Sachatas, Vahoilah, Vyashlomim. The Gemara points out that when does Kriyas Kapayim take place? Bigmar Korban Tzibur. When you complete a brinish to Korban Tzibur, that's when you go ahead and have Kriyas Kapayim. So that's why Yaakov Emi claims that outside of the Migdash today, Duchen is only a Din Rabbanan. What does Mishnah Berurah say to that? Chas v'Shalom. Ma pitom, Kamar Shomri. Of course, Duchen is a Din Daraisa. I can say Duchen today is only a Din Rabbanan. Even Chutz Migdash. All right, Yaakov Emi is right. So here, the Keren Ayra, Masech Seita, this Gemara. You know the Keren Ayra? Keren Ayra is a very beautiful paper she wrote on a number of Masechtas. He quotes actually the name of his brother, the Mishkan Yankiv, one of Rabbi Soloveitchik's favorite Svarim, among the Dodi Achrein, the Mishkan Yankiv. There are two brothers, one about the Keren Ayra, one about the Mishkan Yankiv. So he quotes his brother, the Mishkan Yaakov, that actually both of them learned where? In Valozhin. Tell me of whom? Rav Chaim Valozhin. Both the Keren Ayra and the Mishkan Yankiv. You know him? The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mishkan as Yankov. For example, Mishnah Berurah says, if you come late to davening, Ashkenazim minimally have to say what? Minimally, before they run to Birchas V'Yashma. What does Ashkenazim minimally say? Bar Shoma? Because the Mishkan as Yankov, he's the one that psak comes on. Mishnah Berurah quotes it from time to time. So back over here, this Gemara. He says, no, there's a Din D'Oraisa. When a person davens, he says, would say, so then it's as if our tefillos are being miskabel. Hashem is desirous of our tefillos. And then, what happens afterwards? Ki'ilo, he krabbed the korban. It's as if we actually brought a korban. Where does the idea of Ritzei come from? The notion of Ritzei, where does it come from in the davening? Where do we say the davening, the idea of Ritzei? Ritzei Hashem Elkeinu. Where does it come from, though? V'nirtzo lo l'chaper olam, v'ol sefer v'yikra. There's a concept called Ritzui. What does Ritzui mean? We want Hashem to be desirous of our korbanos. So Yochid, it davens and says Ritzei, and the Tzibur says Ritzei, Ki'ilu our tefillos are accepted, like that of a Korban Tzibur, like that of a Korban Yochid, but there's no question that the Siyas Kapayim is a Din D'Oraisa. So the tefillos D'Oraisa, Ki'ilu, I just completed our Korban HaKorbanos, and then I can go ahead and do it. Okay, I'm going back to this issue over here. Namely, so what's the pshat in this Gemara? He said that, why was I Zerah Tavich Yomim? Because what? I never did the Siyas Kapayim without a bracha. So I said, what's the problem? What's the chiddush? Of course you make a bracha before the mitzvah. Of course the Kohen is obligated to make a bracha. So what do you see from the Gemara Lichora? That Mikra Adin, the Kohen, would not normally make a bracha. Correct? So Zutim Mishur HaSadin, he did a Mitzvah Chasidus to go ahead and make a bracha. Why? Why is that so? Why is it a Mitzvah Chasidus? So the Tziv says, the same you saw the Mitzvah. Namely, what is the nature of Mitzvah Chasidus? It's all bracha. How many brachas are there? Three. Yerech Hashem Yisrech, number one, number two. Yer Hashem Malam Nechunegah, what's the third one? Yisrael Hashem Panamelech. It's no different than Kiddush, and Bechaz Abazim, and Kiyash Shefer, and shall we say, here, Duchenin. Chazal, when I'm a Chayim, the Kohen to make a bracha, over the last Yasin. Why? Because it's a bracha on top of a bracha. So that's the Kiddush. He said over here, that I was Zoyach Tarichas Yamin, because I held the Midas Chassidus, that you should make, even though it's a bracha on a bracha, I held you should do it. And that's what the Tzibur says to this Kasha. One, you make a bracha on Tzibur Tzias Mitzrayim. One, because the answer is there are four brachas ala kos. There's Kiddush. Next, Magid, the bracha of Asher Golano. Three, what do we say? Bechas Avazin. And four, Bechas Ashir. Or Halev. Correct. And therefore, since it's a bracha on a bracha, that's the crowd over here in this Gemara as well. Okay, there's a Kiddush Gadol, but the Tzibur writes like this, and others also point out of a similar nature. Yeah. By the way, I quoted the Gemara in Megillah. You can see on number six that when you mentioned Adam. Yeah.
Why wouldn't we go and say bracha also on Hagadah and then that'd be Midas Chasidus?
You're asking a good kasha. I mean, why should we make Midas Chasidus a bracha? It kind of makes a bracha Shein HaTzvicha. Even this bracha seems to be Shein HaTzvicha. The way the Gemara presents it. It would be a bracha Shein HaTzvicha. That's why I don't think we can go ahead and generally have to be careful regarding brachas. Not to make brachas that are unnecessary. That's a problem. If you take a look at number eight, see number eight? Arba kasi tikkun avonon derecheres kol chad mechad nava b'mitzvah. So what does that mean? There are four kosos. The Chazal mesakin derecheres called chad b'chad. With each one, what do we do? Not be mitzvah. We should do a mitzvah. Okay. Yeah. There were some comments. Yeah.
I just want to understand. The same question. It's probably. It seems like it's also like the bracha before.
Obviously, we don't agree with Shavuot.
No, I'm saying we do say bracha.
Of course, we make a bracha.
Why are we saying bracha?
So somehow we assume that maybe Birchas Kohanim is different than the other cases that we mentioned. Maybe Leil Haseder, we have literally four brachas. One could argue like this. What's missing over here in the Birchas Kohanim? What is the Gemara saying brachas? Oh. Come on, brachas. What's the Gemara saying, brachas? Call brachas she'emba, blank to blank, ain't a bracha. No, no. That's a seven. That's a Gemara Torah. But I'm talking about the Tulsi Gemara. Brachas actually, right? What?
It's
the same Melech. She'emba malchus. In order for bracha to be a bracha, it has to have what? She'emba malchus. Is there she'emba malchus over here? By Bechus Kohanim, the Pashto's not. And therefore, that's why it's not exactly the same as the other cases. That's why it's under the Chassidus. And that's why he can't make a bracha, which is what we do. Which is not the position of Tuas Rav Elazar ben Shamua. Someone asked me this next question, that's why I put it down over here, and this is a very fascinating issue. You look at item number 9. You see number 9?
Yep.
Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Suma Patur v'Lomar HaGadol. What's the deal of a Suma? A blind person is Patur from saying that HaGadol. How does Mura know that? Ksiv Hocha Ba'avur Zeh. Where's the town B'neinu Zeh? Betzor Amara. Mazel Tov. Baruch Hashem, we learned the sukkahs of Betzor Amara. I did, but I happened to be all over the place in Fishurim, and therefore I ended up learning good parts of Betzor Amara. Ksiv Hocha Babur Zeh. Where does it say Babur Zeh? Babur Zeh Lomati. Babur Zeh Asa Hashem and Tzeisim Mitzvayim. We discussed that passage yesterday, the Beis Halevi. I said over, recall, cause and effect.
Yeah.
Wasn't that long ago. So it says in one place, Babur Zeh, Ksiv Asam B'neinu Zeh, Malahal Afad L'Suma, Afad Vah L'Suma. Gemara says that L'Suma is part of him saying that God, because of this. Now, the problem, of course, is, as you know, there were a number of very famous, well-known Amoroyim who were Sumin. Who were among them? Rav Sheshes, Rav Yosef, they were blind. Correct? So now we have a question. Gemara is going to be troubled by this question. Take a look. Ain't it, Gemara says, not true. V'yama Ma'irima, Shilta Rabban de Rav Yosef. Yes, the Talmid Chacham who hung out in the yeshiva Rav Yosef. Man Yama Agadah to Rav Yosef. Who said the Agadah in the house of Rav Yosef? Was the answer Amru Rav Yosef? He himself said it. He was a sumer. He was a blind person, and yet he said the Agadah. Man Yama Agadah to Rav Sheshes. Who said it about Rav Sheshes' house? He was also blind. The answer is Rav Sheshes. No, how could they do so? We just said sumer. Pater v'lama Agadah. In question. What can they not say? What's the problem? Why are they pater? Because Babu Zel or Marty, you have to be able to see what? The matzah and the mara. And they cannot see
why
it.
Potter,
why not?
Why not?
First of all, Potter and Lasser is only a din Hill Shabbos. That's a Gemara Shabbos. There's no Shabbos than this.
No, I'm saying Potter, it's allowed.
Oh, you're saying Potter means that they're exempt, but they can, if they wish, say that God. One second. Oh, there you are. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah he quotes right away. What does Mishnah Rosh Hashanah? Kol Mishnah Mechuyah B'davar and Motzi Achayim Dechavasa. So if that's not Mechuyah, how can I be Motzi others, Matthew? Matthew? How can I be Motzi others, correct? If I'm not Mechuyah, do you spell your name the same way? Double T? H E W?
Everyone's been doing the Haggadah together.
One moment, I'm coming to that. That's exactly what I'm about to discuss. But anyway, it's Bepashas and Mechuyah B'davar. If someone's not Mechuyah B'davar, you can't be Motzi Achayim Dechavasa. So how could they go ahead and say the Haggadah? What's the Gemara answer? Savi matz rabbanon matzah b'zman hazeh the rabbanon. That's what he's saying. What's the mitzvah matzah today? Only rabbinic in nature. Do we pass it like that? Of course not. We pass the mitzvah matzah the Isaac. Gemara m'sochim kuf chof. You know the Gemara m'sochim kuf chof. That was the last. You had the m'sochim. The Gemara goes through a whole song and dance over there. Correct. I mentioned it yesterday. I alluded to it yesterday. Shiva siyam tzachal matzos. The other pasuk says shen siyam tzachal matzos. Correct. The third pasuk is machriya. What does it say? Ba'arav tochlu matzos. There's an obligation to eat matzah min ha-Torah. Bismaneinu anos. We paskin matzah b'zman hazeh da'aisa. But here the Gemara says, according to this man yama, matzah d'rabanan. If matzah d'rabanan, then what about the mitzvah of CBTS Mitzrayim? It's also d'rabanan. The other mitzvah d'rabanan. Who's supposed to look up the Gabi Noshim? Who's supposed to look it up? Ah, did you look into it?
I don't know.
What was that?
I will.
Okay, good. Yeah, you have to report back to us. Are you still here one more day?
I am here for a whole week.
Wow, Baruch Hashem. So I can continue tomorrow morning. Am I allowed to continue tomorrow morning here?
Yeah,
do you mind?
Love it.
Okay, good. Baruch Hashem, I also love it. Anyway, so the next two of us, that's great. I appreciate such a beautiful audience. But anyway, according to this man, the Omar, that Master Zazer, the Rabbanon, says, even the time is also the Rabbanon. Pilly Ployim, we don't pass it like that. We assume it's the Isa, we assume it's the Mitzvah Matzah, the Isa today, correct? And the problem, why would it be the Rabbanon? Because it has to be. That you can actually point to the Summa, unfortunately, is not in a position. So what did Rabbi Yossi claim? That since Mara B'zvanah says the Rabbanon, there's no current Pesach. Matzah B'zvanah says also the Rabbanon. So the whole Agad is the Rabbanon. The whole Agad is the Rabbanon. Summa is also Mechuyav, B'din the Rabbanon. So therefore, since he's only Mechuyav, what's second, 11 the Rabbanon, Osi the Rabbanon, Umbasi the Rabbanon. That's what the Gemara says. That since he's only Mechuyav rabbinically, and the whole Mitzvah Matzah Mara is what? The Rabbanon. So he's obligated rabbinically, can be motzi, shall we say, someone else, as far as, but we pass the matzah b'mazeh, is min ha-Torah. Sibis yas mitzvayim, is min ha-Torah. So do we allow a summa to be motzi acherim? The answer is no. We don't allow a summa to be motzi acherim, because the summa is chayim de rabbanon, we're chayim min ha-Torah. Derech agav, by the way, what do you see over here? That the din of shomer ka'onet is not only relevant to Kiddush v'Avdolah, Priyas HaMegillah, but also relevant to what? To Sibis yas mitzvayim. That's what you see from this Gemara over here. There's a concept means one person, apparently, you suggest somebody else. You suggest everyone else reads that Gona together. Is that what you just said? Who said that just now? Alex? That many people have that practice, but the Gemara here is mashma, that look at Lashon Gemara. The Gemara says, Suma Potem Yilam HaGona. Sounds like, Sheltil Rabbanon, Man Yom HaGad Tzabe Rav Yosef. Sounds like who's saying that Gona? One person. And everyone is Yosef through what mitzvah, or through what means, through what formula? Shomer Kona, sounds like Shomer Kona works not only by Kiddush, not only by Abdullah. One second, but also works by Sibis Yitzhak. By the way, you know the whole issue, I mentioned this by Bichas Kohanim. This is discussed by Avitzalim Vilna. I'm going to Avitzalim Vilna, talks about, I mentioned this issue, I spoke about yesterday, because I mentioned the Rashi Kisavo. What does Rashi say in Kisavo? You were there? No. Rashi Kisavo. Rashi says, V'yaniso v'amata le'Hashem Elokecha, right by the Pasha Bikurim. What does Rashi say? Lashon haramas kol. I say you have to raise your voice. I told you that whenever you have lashon haramas kol, there's no din of what or shomer kohen. That's the shayla. The Beis Halevi at the end of his sefer on Chumash. You know the Beis Halevi on Chumash? I learned that when I was 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. There's a gentleman who taught me, Rabbi Charlie Meisels. He's an accountant for 50 years. He just called me up recently. Who did I just meet? My teacher's granddaughter. But beside that. Rabbi Charlie Meisels called me up and told me he's going to be here for Pesach and wants to meet me. So I was glad to meet him. So we used to learn the Beis Halevi with him. We were 8, 9, 10, 11 years old. And the Beis Halevi, in his Perash Shal HaTorah, he actually brings a machlokes between himself and Avitzal HaKohen Mivilna, who claimed that Shomer Kohen works by Pechas Kohen. Let's say I have a Kohen who is very tzarud. He has no voice. Now, can he be yotze, another kohen is motzi him, b'birchas kohen. Do you say shomer kohen b'birchas kohen? That's the tumult. Chazon Ish, and the Tziv, Abitzal kohen b'vilna, Abitzal Levi, it's a very, very nice shtickle Torah. If you ask Rabbi Reichman at 3 o'clock in the morning, wake him up, he'll tell you the shtickle Torah b'yad. Abitzal Levi is doing this whole shita, that there's a shomer kohen b'birchas kohen, and he said that you can't have it b'birchas kohen, because what do you need? There's a din of kol rum. That's what Rashi says over there. Lo shan rum is kol, Rashi b'bikurim. Let me just finish this. Whenever we didn't call Ram, so then the Nitziv, you know, he was the co-Rosh Yeshiva in Valojin. There were two Rosh Yeshiva in Valojin, and the Nitziv actually has an Oras, an Arachayim, and he actually refers to this. Who was the co-Rosh Yeshiva of the Nitziv in Valojin? The Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi was Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik. I told you that Soloveitchik is named after his great-grandfather. And that's the question. Is there a din of Shomer Kohen, whenever you have a lock of Kol Rum? That's the question, whether it works over here. Okay, what do you want to say? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, there.
Back to Marim Sutton, I read in the Erie, I think it was, who said that while the Mats and the Mar have to be in front of you, you don't need to see it, you can be yoked just by lifting it up.
By lifting it up, even though you don't see it.
Even though you don't see it, so according to that.
I mean, he's been dying in the Lashon, very good, because he's been dying in Lashon, B'shoshe, Mats and Mar, Munachim B'fanecha. Let him say you have to see it. But then the word Zeh, you know, that's why the pinky people, they have a lot of pinky people downstairs over here, and also in the Shul Mechemesh, all these pinky people. You know what I'm talking about? They buy hankbom. Why? I mentioned yesterday. B'nei Nuzet. That's something you can point to. Remember Menachos. Talks about the Herak of the Baruch and Moshe Rabbeinu and Mabeya Shalesh and the menorah. Something that you can point to. Rasa Shiv Chalayom Mashalwa Yechesed Mabuzi. So it means that's something you can point to. But he's saying, the mayor is saying something very nicely. But I'm eerie. That popped off to see it. He said, B'shosh Shavatsava Munachal Menachah. Talking about a Summa. It's relevant to a Summa who can't see, obviously. Can't see the matzah, can't see the marah. Okay, but anyway, this is the whole issue with reference to Shomei HaKa'oneh. Many hold when you have Kol Ram, there's no din of Shomei HaKa'oneh, and that is what really what this issue is being discussed over here. Yeah?
So are you implying by this Gemara that if it was the Gemara, I say he wouldn't be able to do it?
What was that? That's right. That Gemara says that.
Is it a mission of Brachos that says that someone who gets married is like putter in the midst of the first night?
Even the question is, well, we have Kavanah today. The Gemara, the Mishnah in Brachas, of course, correct. Right, he says, they want to be somehow, be mevatel me from the Kavanah of Shemayim. That's what he's trying to do. The Shulchan Aruch actually is very fascinating. Halacha, with reference to that, since you mentioned it. Is this somehow on? Okay. You have to send it to Rabbi Goldschmidt. Because he has nothing to do with himself. I'll be suggesting. What am I looking for? Oh, Kreshma, thank you. Okay. Here, the din is the very fascinating halacha. How do we pass in that Mishnah since you are into that Mishnah? What's the psak? Rachatz, you must say also, Rachatz Valala Rishas Amesa Ishto. The Maraton Rabbeinu, if you can't do it, Isteris on thee. This guy was an Isteris. What's the deal regarding this matter as far as Kriya Shema is concerned? No, what's the halacha? So we generally pass it. Here it is. It's in Siman Ayin. It's still there, Baruch Hashem. It says over here in the Mishnah Berurah and the halacha, HaKadosh is Apsula Potem Kriya Shema Gimel Yamin Va'asa Maisen Meshu Torah Tivis HaMitzvah. How do you use Vana Rishainen? That's only when? Then. Akshav Shagam Shabbat Yadim Eina Mechabim Karoi. Mechabim, everyone assumes they have no Kavana there. So no one has Kavana. It's Gam HaKadosh HaMesula Karoi. So then the Mokhin is that even HaKadosh HaMesula is also going to Chayim to say Kriya Shema in Bichol Seam. And that's generally what we assume. The only time a person does not say Kriya Shema, if a person is a shikar. And that's a whole discussion in the Gemara. The Gemara points out, it's mentioned in Sin Sadi Tess, I believe, in Shulchan Aruch. If a person drinks, there will be a sign, you can't pass in a Shaila. How do we know that? Which Pasha? Correct, Avemetzol. From Pasha Shemini. Because according to one opinion, that none of you were punished because they entered the Beis HaMikdash in a state of what? Shtriya Yayin, they were intoxicated. That's what the Torah says, Yayin Meshach Al Teish, Atav Manecha Itoch, Be'avach, Malal Me'avach, Samusu. And
also judges can
Nachon, the same halacha applies to a shepherd as well. Obviously it's going to impair his judgment. But here the shikar lo yispalel, that's a Gemara. Correct? Gemara and Erevin. Gemara and Erevin. Shikar lo yispalel. Question is what level of shikar is, and what about whiskey, what about other things? Last time I go to Bar Mitzvah, every time I go to Bar Mitzvah they bring me whiskey. There. Why? I don't drink it.
Maybe
they've
never met
Rosh Hashir. Yeah, kind of. Anyway, so he's a Malabatim with Davin the Shul that I know the rabbi. Anyway, so I gave it to somebody else who drank it with glee. Anyway, so that's a din. Then a Shikalo Yisbalo. Actually, Yossi Yeno. That's why Kohanim also got to be careful. Where are you, Moshe? Anyway, but Kohanim got to be careful. We met this morning, we had. He came, I hope he says he's going to come tomorrow again. Did he not say that? And then the other one, Rabbi Natan. So I hope he'll come too. And this way we'll have two. I'm more than I am, otherwise I'll be in trouble. How are you going to get him to come tomorrow? You'll speak to him? Rabbi Natan Akoin? Okay. Okay, that's the halacha. So we don't paskin today that din that the Gemara says over there in Maseches Brachas. Okay. All right, so that's as far as the halacha of Shomei HaKa'oneh, with reference to this I was going to show you one or two more things here, but maybe we will. You know something? Maybe we'll take a break for a few moments. Okay? They told me I should do that. What do you say, Ari? I don't really need a break. I'll be honest with you, but I'll take a break. No. I think you should use a break for 5 minutes, and then I'll have some more coffee. You can bring me some water also. I mean, not a bad thing. Now I'll continue now for a few moments. Yeah, I just mentioned before briefly, but now I want to spell it out a bit more at great length. And that is, it's not my chiddush. It's the chiddush I found in the Nesivos and the Ma'aseh Nisim Agoda. Did I bring my Ma'aseh Nisim Agoda? No, I left it on my table. I want to point out one second, another thing. I went to Dachka look for it. I went crazy. Rav David Feinstein, Shlita, wrote Ha'aras on the Seder night, which I have never, ever, ever, ever seen such more beautiful Ha'aras on the halachadika aspects of the Seder. He wrote it many years ago in Hebrew. I borrowed this edition from somebody in my shul, agreed to lend it to me. Laws that say translate to English, why I do not know. But anyway, they did. So everyone has English. Michael Rose, who sells a lot of things, like yesterday he sold a lot of Sfarim. So this is absolutely... But in order to appreciate this, here's what you have to do. You have to learn Avi Psochim, number one, the Perek. Rashi Tesis, the Rishonim. Then you have to learn the Time Mishnah Berurah. Correct? Now that's why Yosef Tzvi Yaron, he did Nafshi, who's now the Rosh of Machol Lev over here. So he wrote a beautiful Sfarim. It's also in English. I was debating whether to buy it for someone yesterday. I didn't do it at the end. 199 shekel. There's some of my shul, he can't handle, he's a Baal Tshuva, so he's hard for him to handle the Hebrews. They're too hard for him. So I was going to buy this, and I didn't buy it. I probably should buy it. I don't know if I can still get it anyway. I probably can get it from him, from Michael Rose. I have difficulty. Okay, but I'm debating what to do. Yeah, they're selling it? The Hebrew, I have two copies of it. He gave me one copy, Rabbi Rimon. Anyway, so, but I don't need the Hebrew, Baruch Hashem. Okay, let's start over here. Rabbi David Feinstein. No, he's the son of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Rabbi heard of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein? That's how the Gadol Hador. So his son is also the Gadol Hador. He's a man, Bli Ayin Hara, must be about 87, 88 today. Bli Ayin Hara. I go to him once a year to ask him all my steers in the Igros Moshe. I have a lot of steers in the Igros Moshe, and he tells me, I'm David. He tells me, Zayd Ruig. Tiraga, and he's Miyashi all the steers on the spot. He knows everything. He knows Kol HaTorah Kula by heart, and all the tshuvas of his father as well. What a pleasant, what a sweet person. I never met such a sweet person. Onov Shen Kamo, what? He lives in the Lower East Side. MTJ, the Sittin Fezer Shalai, the whole neighborhood is changing. Unfortunately, it's become very... Okay. Anyway, let's start with the Rambam. Upper right-hand corner, I'll try to go through the numbers. Most of you should be familiar with by now. Mitzvah Seishal Torah. Again, I grew up on the Rambams. Namely, what I mean, I grew up on the Rambams. Rav Soloveitchik, that's all he did was read Rambams. So these Rambams in Perek Zayin and Perek Ches are literally part of my arsenal. When I was a youngster, already a teenager, I became familiar with these Rambams. So you should be familiar with the Rambams as well. But in order to really... have a better understanding of the Rambam, it's kedai to learn at least the Mishnayos I told you of Psochim. Minimally, you could do that. It's not so difficult. All the Mishnayos from the first paragraph all the way to the end. If you're able to learn, not even that, learn the Mishnayos from Avri Psochim so you'll know what's going on to say there. And if you can't even do that, at least learn the Mishnah Berurah, for goodness sakes, about 10 Simonim. That's what it shouldn't take you more than 2 weeks to learn the 10 Simonim about the issues that relate to the Seder. Be Medayik in the Lashon Mishnah Berurah. And then after that, you can see the Rambams. But I'm reading the Rambams anyway, because I want to get across what I started speaking about earlier, which is really in the Nesivos, in his Agoda Ma'aseh Nisim. Okay, I'm reading, starting from the right-hand corner, Mitzvah Aseh Shel Torah, L'Saper Bid Nisim V'Niflo Shenasal Aviseh V'Mitzvayim, B'Leil Chamishosa V'Nisan, Shenem Ha'azoch Aseh Yom Hazeh Asher Yitzos V'Mitzvayim, Kero Shenem Ha'azoch Aseh Moshabbos L'Katsho. Of course, you know very well, right away, the Rambam is very problematic. For many reasons, but what's the main reason that the Rambam is problematic? What? I can't hear.
He said
No more bittis in the floor that we spoke about yesterday. But then the Rambam, he brings a proof. How do we know that there's a mitzvah of Sipur, B'lel Chamishasa? What does he bring a proof from? Zohar Sayyam Azeh Shet Sassim Mitzvahim, which is fine. And then he compares it to Wakam Hashanema, Zohar Sayyam Azeh Shet Kacha. What in heaven's name is the nature of that analogy? Okay, that needs a separate shiur, but I'm not going to focus on that right now. I'll just mention one thing, which I want to mention because I'm very fond of it. And that is the word Zohar has several meanings. I spoke about this before already. The term Zohar, as we generally know, it means what? To remember, correct? However, the Ramban in Chumash in the Parshas Yisro points out the very famous Ramban. When the Torah says Zohar Zeh Mosham Sekatsho, which we have a time every day by saying Hayom Yom, Rishon B'Shabbos, today we said Hayom Yom, Sheni B'Shabbos, that's a key of Mamitza, says the Ramban, of this passage in Chumash. Zohar Zeh Mosham Sekatsho. Hakim Daraisa. What? When we say the Yom, every day we are fulfilling this pasuk, Zohar Zeh Mosham Sekatsho. We say Hayom Yom, Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Sheni B'Shabbos, the Rabban of Yisro. But the world pointed out that the word Zachor, the Rabban himself points this out, does not here mean to remember. But what does Zachor mean? You know the Machlok B'Shamah Misilah, the Gemara Beitza. Machlok B'Shamah Misilah, how a person, Rashi quotes in the Chumash. Namely, how does a person prepare for Shabbos? If I see an apple, a Macintosh apple, red Macintosh apple, they don't exist in Eretz Yisrael. I never saw a Macintosh apple here. So I bought some from Chutz Laaretz, two Macintosh apples. Not the computer Macintosh, but I bought a Macintosh apple for someone who was essentially had gaguin for the Macintosh apples. That was something else. I once actually brought for someone in the yeshiva in Kerem Yavne. It was not so many years. He asked me, he wanted to have Frankfurters, American Frankfurters, which actually, I think you can get them out yourself. They're not healthy anyway. The kids are, so trying to avoid them. But so I brought him many, many years ago, one of my trips there to sell. I saw they have in a store, not like these Frankfurters, the way they sell them in packages of 24 or whatever, it's a 12. But I got him one of those sausages, which is essentially one frankfurter. I put it in my suitcase. The entire suitcase was this frankfurter. A long one. I was like, you know, I'm talking about shit. But they hang up usually on the store.
When you see the cartoon.
What?
When you see the cartoons.
Correct, exactly. It was like one of these convoluted jobs, and I had to sort of arrange it in my suitcase, which is a whole pasha. It took me a half hour to arrange this. Anyway,
mustard.
What?
Mustard.
I brought him the following mustard. Batamta mustard. There are many types of mustard. There's Goulden's mustard, there's French mustard, there's...
What does he bring you, Rabbi, or Shiva from America?
What?
What does he bring or Shiva from America?
He doesn't go to America. He won't leave Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't leave Eretz Yisrael because he won't go to Tumas Eretz Amin. Mar says, Tumas Eretz Amin. My brother, Shlita, Vilo David, the Rabbi in the hospital, Chadera, doesn't leave Eretz Yisrael. He's here 46 years. What? Are you talking? To go to Chutz Laaretz, to go to Tumas Eretz Amin. He didn't come to my chasen because of that reason. I sent him a ticket, he sent it back. So I'm reminded, of course, of Rashi and Chumash, the children of Binyamin. Mupim, Chupim, Va'or. Why is it called Chupim? Ani lo ridias chupaso, u lo ras chupasi. I say that to my brother all the time. My brother, Shlita, the one in Chadera, is a rabbi in the hospital over 30 years. He's a brother-in-law of Rabbi Nachman Bushri from Mechon Pur. He married the sister of Rabbi Nachman Bushri. The Kitzer, and his family doesn't speak a word of English. They actually do speak two words of English. Alo, that's one word of English that they know, and they know a second word in English.
Bye.
Correct. Bye. Those are the only two words in English that they know. My mother, Lash Shalom, who lived here in Eretz Yisrael, had difficulty communicating with my brother's children because they only spoke Hebrew. However, my brother's wife, my sister-in-law, speaks three languages. She speaks Hebrew, Yiddish, and Spanish fluently. And because she grew up, her father was learned in the Mir in Shanghai. He was one of the Mirs. Mir on the wall was the fairest one of all. Anyway, so the kids are Rav Shlomo Tiktina, Rav Shlomo Bushri was my brother Shver. He was a Talmud of Mamish of the Mashkiach, Rav Chatzkel Levinstein, the Chatzalik de Brocha. Anyway, he became a rabbi. He was the Rav HaKoylel of Uruguay. South America, but he went for the Mir Yeshiva. And because of that, she grew up there, and she learned Spanish. So she speaks Spanish fluently, and my mother spoke Yiddish fluently, so they used to communicate in Yiddish. But the problem is that, shall we say, with the children who don't speak Yiddish or Spanish, don't speak Hebrew, there's a problem, so they used to communicate using sign language, which is not ideal. Okay, back to Zachar. So what does the word Zachar mean? If it doesn't mean to remember, what else does it mean, Zachar? To cherish. To anticipate with longing, with nostalgia, the coming of Shabbos. That's how the Ramban interprets the pasuk of Zachar Sim HaShabbos HaKadosho. And that's the Machon B'Shamay and B'Hillel. Namely, what is the position of Shammai? If you find a Macintosh apple, you have a Yachidim for Shabbos. What did B'Hillel say? Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, Yad B'Tochon, Hashem will provide for Shabbos before Shabbos. But the reason why I say this is because Zohar Simon Shabbos is also this element. The Rav used to bring a riot this from the Pasuk of Yimiyo. We say in the Rosh Hashanah Davini and Kippur Davini. It's a very beautiful niggin. I don't know how to sing it well, even though the Rabbi Mashul Davin is Muslim, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, but everyone helps him. So anyway, Habein Yaki Li Ephraim is a very beautiful niggin for Habein Yaki Li Ephraim that they sing in Mashul. Ben Yakir Li Yakir Li Ephraim Im Yelet Shashuim Shashuim. Are you familiar with that? You are? Matthew?
Yes.
Government, Baruch Hashem. So anyway, there's a problem with that pasuk. Ephraim, in effect, Klal Yisrael is compared to Ephraim. Ephraim is the child that the Ribbono Shel Olam dandles. What does it mean to dandle? To play with. Like one dandles one's grandchildren. I do a lot of that. Anyway, so the pasuk says, "Haben Yakid Li Ephraim." In Yelo Shashuim, there's a toy store here in Eretz Yisrael, not called Toys R Us, but Kfar Shashuim. What is it, Kfar Shashuim? Like what?
Doesn't
Shashu
mean delightful?
Yes. The word Shashu is like a plaything, which is delightful in and of itself. So it says, Aben Yakid Ephraim, Im Yelet Shashu, Im Kimidei Dabri, but when I speak about Ephraim, Zohar Eskerenu, I remember Ephraim, Al Kain. And that, how's the end of that song go, Matthew? One second, let me just, I have to get back to the beginning. I got to call Rabbi Lichtman because he knows he's a musician par excellence.
He's a
father. He davens the right. They say that the two people who daven in my shul, the one is fire and brimstone. That's the rabbi that you know. And the other one is, they call him, what's the lashon that they use? One is fire and brimstone and the other is happy clappy. So he's happy clappy, and the other one is fire and brimstone. Two, tre dinim, I should say, tre dinim. Anyway, dialectic. Anyway, so, ki mi dei, dabri bo, zochor, oror, eskerenu lo. So the pasuk says, "Haben Yakid Li Ephraim im Yelet Shashuim ki midei dabri bo." When I speak about Ephraim, Zocher Eskerenu, I remember him. Rishonim et Akasha. What comes first? Zechira Dibor. What comes first? Do you remember and then you articulate it, or vice versa? No, Rabbi Yehuda. Of course, Zechira comes first. First, you remember something and then you articulate it and you verbalize it. So here it's Pukfaker, just the opposite. Mapshat. So the Rav said, Rav Soloveitchik, it doesn't mean to remember over here, but rather ki midei dabri bo, when I speak about Ephraim, Zohar Eskerenu lo, I long for Ephraim. I have nostalgia for Ephraim. Correct? I remember Ephraim, because Ephraim, of course, represents Klal Yisrael. So Hashem has nostalgia. So that's the idea of Zochus and Mashavas Akashim, based on the Ramban in Parshas Yisro. So the Rav Soloveitchik claimed, this is what the Rabbi wants to tell us over here as well. The mitzvah, the sabbath, the mitzvah, the flows. Zocha doesn't only mean to remember. Of course it has that meaning as well. But it also means to have nostalgia for. Okay? I continue. Okay, I'm not going into this problem because this is discussed by the Arsameach and by many Mepharshim and the Rambam. This Rambam needs a lot of attention. Fine. I continue. How does the Rambam end this halacha? End of halacha. V'yavah b'shein lo ben afil chacham gidol chayav l'sab b'siyas mitzvayim kalamach b'dvarim sh'yir v'shohoy ha'rezim v'shubach. That we say, kalamach b'lisaper ha'rezim v'shubach. And here it says, kalamach b'dvarim sh'yir v'shohoy. I'll tell you every word of the Rambam they tumbled on here, but I have no time right now to go into it. I continue. I'm only interested in, so far, this is the mitzvah of Sipur, correct?
You do something that's not necessarily exactly that, then you said it's wrong to be wrong.
By the way, what you just said is absolutely outstanding. The briskas of Madaik and Lashon Rambam. What am I allowed to be marachin? Bidvarim she'iru v'shehoyu. That relate to what? It's yes, it's right. Now let me ask you a question. You have Haggadah? Of course you do. Is there anything else in the Haggadah outside of that which relates to Shibud Mitzrayim and Tzias Mitzrayim? Pray, tell me. Take a look a bit later in the Haggadah. No, so far at the beginning it talks about, okay, the Mishnah says Maslam Ignus Mitzrayim Mishvach Machot Rav Mishmuel, we mentioned before. But just take a look in the Haggadah a little bit later. Oh, 1 second, before we get to Halal. Halal is a seven aloha, obviously. We divide the halal into two. That needs a shiur for 100 hours. Mamish. Maybe I'll get that this week. We never. But anyway, I'm just I'm asking something else. No, you didn't answer what you just was with Dayan. Namely, is there anything else besides the what relates to Mitzrayim and the like? Is there something else that's mentioned in the Haggadah which, according to what you just said, perhaps does not belong here? Namely, no. That already is found where. Do you remember? Of course you recall. This also needs a lot of attention. Take a look over here. I'm reading now. Let me just read the exact part, which would be relevant. Is there any kind of cheshbonos here related, anything related to Kriyas Yamsuf that's found in the Haggadah? Please tell me. Anything about Kriyas Yamsuf? Please take a look.
When it talks about the
talks about what? Oh, all the nisim that took place when? And there are numbers, all kinds of calculations. Where's that found over here? Take a look. Correct, let's read that. So the first you're reading the part that obviously is found where in the Dayeno. Dayeno, etc., etc. So now, but before that, Rabbi Yitzhak Gluda Omer. Everyone have that then? Rabbi Yitzhak Gluda is found right after the Tzachadash Bachar. By the way, there's a very good article in the Haggadah Shel Pesach that was published by the Yeshiva. You have it over there. Oh, where did you find that Haggadah?
There's stacks of them in the dorms.
Really? Maybe I'll bring you one, Blinetta, if you remember. It's fine. You can have it presently. So look at that Haggadah. There's an article there that's kedai to read. The Tzachadash Bachar. You know that article? I think the Rosh Yeshiva Torah Shraga wrote it. It was published over there. It's a very beautiful article. A lot of time was spent on it. It also will appear probably in the Sefer Abrishan Shemos, and hopefully it will come out in another 2 months or so. Anyway, here it's in English, but the Sefer it's in Hebrew. Not Dorosh Dorosh Yosef, no. In another Sefer that's going to be called Shiloh Abi. I'm in the process of hopefully the Chazdei Hashem is Barak about to publish Sefer Al Chumash. In Hebrew. So in Bereshis Shemos is coming out, then the second volume will be Vayikra Vindu Dvarim, the third volume will be on the Mardim, that's the plan. Alavai Hashem should be Mezake, need to go by able to do so, and Mitzvah Hashem Bebrius. Okay, but here, and you see the Tzachadash Bachab, the tripartite division, right after that, what does it say in the Haggadah? What you mentioned. Rabbi Yitzhak Gluda Omer, Minaya Tomer, Shalokah Mitzvah Mitzvahim, Esa Makos. Now we start calculating what? What happened? Where? In Mitzrayim. So, that, is that Dvarim She'iru V'Shehoyu? Is this part of the Vayayisa Se'agdola? And then we have a whole discussion.
The Briska skipped this, or
no? What?
The Briska don't skip this,
1 moment. before we get to that. So the truth is that I don't have here, I didn't see what I said. Chabad. There is a I don't think I Xeroxed it here. I did not. But if you give me a Rambam, I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. Sorry, I apologize. Are you all right? I'm sorry. Where is that chelak? Here we go. At Hechem Tachas Yisurin, the Gemara Nerachim. This should be the only Yisurin that we have. Here, the Nusach HaGadah of the Rambam. Let's take a look at his Nusach HaGadah. The other Rambam's Nusach HaGadah. It's a question whether the Rambam wrote this or not. Shall we... yeah, can you do me a favor? Can you just Xerox this? This is like, okay, make enough copies for everyone. I just want to show you a few things here. Even that's not what I have right this second. Here, this page, and this page, okay? Don't get it. I'm going back over here for a second, okay? So, sorry?
Shall I say this for tomorrow?
Shall you say that? I'd go there myself because Rabbi Eichmann is outstanding. Okay, so I want to show you in a second. But okay, before I'll get back to that in a second. Look at item number two over here on this page. This is a mission at the end, of course, of a seventh brachas. Tomorrow morning. And bring along Rav Nathan HaKohen.
Okay.
If he doesn't want to come, just anyway. Yes. So number two, you see the Mishnah, Maskiri Tzias Mitzrayim Balelos, Amar Los Ben Azariah, Hari Ani Ki Ben Shimim Shono. You know this Mishnah, correct? Los Achisi Shidiyam Tzias Mitzrayim Balelos, Ashidosh Ben Zoma. So this is, of course, the mitzvah. What mitzvah is being articulated here? The mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. Look at the above, on the page where it says 3 and 7. The Rambam says, the mitzvah of the Haski Yetzias Mitzrayim Ben Balelos, Shenemar, you see that? Maybe we should read from the top of the page, upper left hand corner. Ram says, "Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Perakal Halacha Gimel, Alfa Shein Mitzvah Sitzes Nogdim Balayla, Kornos Balayla, Sheish Bar Zikaron Yitzias Mitzrayim." The mitzvah of Haski Yitzias Mitzrayim, Yom Balayla Shenemar, the Mantiskos Yom Tzeis Lameret Mitzrayim Kol Yimecha Yecha. Correct. So the Rambam has here. That's an excellent Rambam. Is that the Rambam you refer to? The one volume. That's a very fascinating Rambam. I have a lot to say about that, but for another time. Anyway. There's a mitzvah to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim by Elma Balayla. The Rambam's quoting this Mishnah. Okay, so what do you see? That the Rambam records this mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, and he mentions here in Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Now, I just want to review again what we said before, but I'm going to show you now, more specifically, all the chilukim between Sipur and Zechira. So, Rav Chaim Brisker is the one that is most famously quoted for all these chilukim. Even though I point out to you that the Nesivis preceded him in his Haggadah of Maisa Nisim. But Rav Chaim Brisker asked this question, apparently he used to begin the Seder with this question, if we're obligated to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim on a daily basis, that's this mitzvah, Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which we fulfill by reciting the third paragraph of Kriya Shema, both in the morning and at night time. So now the question is, why is there an independent mitzvah of Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim on the night of Tesva B'Nisan? What are the distinctions between Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim? So, some of them were mentioned here before. I'll just review them quickly. One is that the mitzvah of Sibur, of course, is only Leil Tesva. Look at Lashon HaRambam. Mitzvah Seh Shal Torah L'Saper B'Leil Chamishosar. In fact, I underlined here many times. If you want to just take a look at the Rambam, look at number 4. See, Perachas, Chamitza Matzah, Seder Asiyas Mitzis Eilu, when? Belel Chamishasa Kachel. The Rambam stresses this many, many times. He keeps telling you that all this is taking place when? Belel Chamishasa. Now, if you look carefully, I didn't underline every single place, but many of these Rambams have that very clear. The mitzvah of the Chiyat Siyat Tzitzayim is relevant. Call Yom and call Laila. That's one major distinction. Number two, yeah.
The second Seder is not a mitzvah.
But he could be the 15th and the 16th. No, but the term Seder is used by the Rambam. The Rambam used to point out the term Seder is found twice in the Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. Once with reference to the Seder of Leil Chamishasar, which means Pesach night. And where else did the Rambam use the Lashon of Seder? One other place, based on the Mishnah. Mishnah Yuma, the Seder of Avodah Yom Kippurim. It follows also a certain Seder.
But why not mention the
Rambam, you're asking why he doesn't mention. First of all, here he's not discussing the halacha, the same din that applies the first night applies the second night.
Okay.
Yes, there's no need really, I think, he's not talking about Yom Tosheni over here, it's not his
so
issue.
So the only being matzah on the first night before, that's all Israel,
yeah,
and
yeah, I
hear
right?
You.
Right? Two nights. But the Ram is not really addressing that issue here, that's why he doesn't mention it. Look at the Nusach HaRam Dagol, just for one second. If you look in one second, take a look at the Rambam there, see what the Rambam has in his Nusach HaGadah. Again, assuming that the Rambam wrote the Nusach HaGadah, what's that? Look at the Nusach HaGadah. What did you say?
Why
did he suffer? Because
Geniza,
they
found it.
What? Yeah, it was found in the Geniza. The question is whether the Rambam wrote a Nusach HaGadah or not. Okay, that's not my issue. If you're interested, Rabbi Nachum Kasher, the author of the Torah Shleima, also has a Haggadah called the Torah Shleima. Sorry? One moment, I'm about to get to that. That's why I'm showing you the Haggadah. The Rabbi Nachum Kasher discusses the evolution of the Haggadah, its historical evolution, different segments and layers and pieces were added to it in the course of the centuries, throughout the millennia. Very fascinating. That itself, you can get a doctoral thesis, Shmuel, on that topic alone. How the Haggadah evolved and exactly the different layers, different centuries. Okay, that's not my problem right now. But here, take a look. Halach Ma'anya, you see that? Manishtana Avonu Mayinu. And the first page has, of course, Baruch HaMakom, Chocham, Rasha. I'm going on to the next page. Tam. Then we have, of course, Betchila Ovi Avodazahi Avoseinu. I mean, Rabbi Shmuel. Isha Amda. And then we have all the drashas from where? From Arami Ovid Ovid, which is the essential essence of the Haggadah. Now, in the left-hand column on the second page, again, many more drashas of Osos, Rabbi Gamliel, Kol Shalom HaShol Shedvar, Matzah Zu, B'chol Dor Mador, Chai Liras HaZatzmo, Halel, and then, look at the third page, the Rambam has, he takes you to the Brach of God Yisrael, and then he writes, Kesinah Shem Mavach, the Kurim HaGadah, V'leilu, V'rishon Shal Pesach, Kach Mavach, the Kurim, V'leil Shein Shegolim, it's your issue. Does the Rambam have a bisaglide? No. Why not? The answer is because the Rambam said the mitzvah is to tell over what happened when Bileel Chamishasa Benisim. Rambam is Baduyah. Baduyah Klafli. And Kriyas Yamsa is not following. Kriyas Yamsa is a separate chapter. Okay, Brachas. When did Kriyas Yamsa take place? In the morning. At night time, what does the Gemara say, brothers? One moment. Go ahead. I'm waiting. Bileel Chamishasa. She'iru v'shehayu when? Bileel Tesvav. Bileel Tesvav. She'nasa osed b'mitzayim. Bileel Chamishasa b'nisan. U'minayin she'bileel Chamishasa. V'igadat al v'incha. B'shah shematzah v'nochet. And then nochabal. Kalamar b'dvar shiur shahayu when b'leil tesvav. Or is it b'shuma? Very nice. But davka shenasu b'leil chamishasa. The Rambam repeats it many times. Or Ashraga. I can show you. Let read the Rambam since you don't like what I'm saying. Halacha giva. Tzarach lasal shini b'leila zeh. Manishtana alayla zeh. I continue. The Rambam continues. It goes on. Alayla zeh. It's all through halacha gimel. And then the Rambam continues a bit later. Hey, halacha, hey, call me Shalom HaShosh Shalom HaMeir, Bilal Chamishos, and also, Ram continues. He goes further, Vigo, Zayin, Shesoyed on the Balayla Azeh. What's Bill's there? Why does he constantly stress Balayla Azeh, Balayla Azeh? Anyway, that's what the briskers are medayik in Lashon HaRama, what can I do? I'm very meshuba to the briskers. Anyway, so that's what the medayik, that apparently Q.S. Samson is not part of it. Not part of Bilal Chamishos. That's why I asked you, Gemara Brachas. So when did it happen? When did the Gula happen? The Gemara in the first parak, for goodness sakes. Wow, excellent. So it is. Wow. Ho ho. And what's the issue?
Whether it happened during the day, or some more things that started at night and then
went through. Ah. Kedai, that he arrived today just for this. Just to save us. Okay, I'm back to the chilukim between Tzchira and Tzibur again, just to show you this on the page, that's what I wanted to show you. We said, number one, we said that Tzchira is every night, every day, Tzibur is only Le'at Tzatzra. Number two, we said the mitzvah of Tzchira is fulfilled by Tzchira Kol Dehu, even a fleeting thought, a momentary remembrance. What does Tzibur mean? Pirur Tanisim and Niflos. You have to, Rashi said, the Rambam, L'sape Benisim and Niflos. I didn't bring my sefer. There's a very beautiful sefer. There are many svarim I have own. I own over 200 agadas. Why, I don't know. Every year I used to buy another agada. So my wife said, how many agadas do you need? There's a sefer, a red sefer called All the Nisim and the Flois of Sibin Tzias Mitzrayim. I use that sefer a lot. It goes to all the Midrashi Chazal. What happened in Mitzrayim, that's part of the obligation on Pesach night. To say over an elaborate, in-depth analysis of a relation of all the miracles and wonders wrought by Hashem in an evolutionary and sequential fashion. That's what we're obligated to do, beginning with our origins, culminating in our ultimate destiny. That's what Rabbi Shmuel, Master Benus of the Sayyid B'Shev. Okay, second distinction. What we say was the third distinction, that the mitzvah of Sipur mandates what I narrate to others, as you pointed out. L'sapir l'acherim. How do you know, by the way, the word Sipur means l'sapir l'acherim? Pasuk in Chumash. Oh, that's not a chumash. Where's the chumash? Ein habor mismalim mechul yosav. I take it out and then I can't get it back in. Where's that Gemara? Brachas. Anyway, take a look. How do we know that the word the saper means to tell over? Please bring me a raya from chumash. Everyone's familiar with this. Pashas Bo, pagination, Shmos, 148. ויאמר השם למשה באו פרעה כי אני הכבדתי עשרים ועושה הרעות ולמען שישי עושה סייל ובקיר והוא למען תספר באוזני בנך או בן בנך. So obviously we have to tell it to whom? To others. By definition, that's the definition of the term, shall we say, לספר. There's actually a risk of he has a whole shtickle Torah on this. Where else is Vayisaper found? 171, pagination Yisro. You see it? Shemi? Pasuk Ches. Vayisaper Moshe Lechaisnoi. Moshe Rabbeinu tells whom? He is Shver. Es kol asher osa Hashem b'farlo mitzvayim al odos Yisrael. Es kol atloa Hashem mitzvayosam baderech. Correct? Vayatzilim Hashem. And he exclaims with tremendous Shevach Vodo, Baruch Hashem Asher Yitzel Yad Mitzrayim Yad Parah. You know, I had an Asek on Shabbos in my shul. I announced that someone had a grandchild. So I said, but Pashtus, you don't say Baruch Atah V'Ameitiv on the birth of a grandchild. So right away the whole shul started screaming, well, Baruch Atah V'Ameitiv, maybe told me, told the Acherim, and Simon Resh Chafei over there. Anyway, so I said, but there was no takana on a grandson. So they started literally screaming all over the place. What's wrong with having a grandson, a granddaughter? It's a beautiful thing, no question. Why should I say Atah V'Ameitiv? Why are you against Atah V'Ameitiv? So I found Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's Atzal. I went looking. Wow. I had a look on the spot in the middle of the Russia. Anyway, you weren't there. Well, you were there. But,
so it's in the morning?
Yeah, you weren't there in the morning?
I was there.
You were there. So I spoke about this. I don't know if you recall. It was in Hebrew. Anyway, Bekitsa, so the issue was, by Baruch HaTov HaMeitiv, Bepashas, it was not Nisgan for a granddaughter or a grandson. So Hashem Zalman, what would he do when he had a grandchild or a granddaughter? He would look for a bottle of wine. Make a brach atov ha-meitiv. The halachas you make brach ha-kev, and then when you get a better wine, you make a atov ha-meitiv. That's what he would do in order to make the brach atov ha-meitiv. So they were going out of their minds. Why are you against atov ha-meitiv for a grandchild, for a grandson, a granddaughter? I'm not against it, Meir. I'm not against it. I also have a lot of simcha and a lot of pleasure when I have grandchildren. Ken Yerbo. Yes.
You see the same thing in the Sanhedrin. Like, why don't you make him see atov ha-meitiv by the moon?
By the
Kedushah.
Yes?
Rashi says it's
I told about Meitiv by Kiddush Lavana.
Yeah, but that's the question. Why don't we say it by the moon also?
I was told that it happens constantly.
Don't forget that it takes 9 months to be born, as far as I know. It's not exactly an ongoing kind of thing. Nope. All right, back over here. Another distinction we said is that besides the Saper L'Acherim, it has to be done Derech Shelo Tshuva. I think here, the Psukim, I'll get to that in a second actually, but it says, V'hoyaki Sholcha Bincha, correct? If your son will ask you, Machalein or Mazos, we got it to the Bincha. Okay, but essentially we have a lot of chilukim, and again, as I indicated, that these chilukim are pretty obvious, and Rav Chaim Brisker was the one who made this distinction, but the truth is that the Nesivos has in Maisa Nisim all the same chilukim. Way before Rav Chaim, and he wrote all these distinctions between the two as well. And so there are obvious distinctions. Now I just want to examine them a bit more carefully. There's a famous Taisis of Pesachim, Atzadik Tes. It's number 5 over here. You see this Taisis? The first Mishnah of Pesachim says, Avi Pesachim Samach HaMincha Le'echolam HaChetechshach, right? So the question, why HaChetechshach? I think I mentioned to you that Asalaj discusses this also over here in the Haggadah, the Siach HaGrid. Machog is between the Taz and Magan Avraham. You know, the mitzvah of Pesach night begin when? Dafke at night. Even the moment of Alochi is to give Kabbal Shabbos earlier, correct? That's a sugi where? Rav told Shasaz Be'er Shabbos, and now he's diving earlier, but what did he do? He made Kiddush. So obviously you can't be Mekabal Shabbos earlier. There is such a concept of Kabbalah Shabbos earlier. Okay, you have to say Kriya Shema later on, obviously, but you can do so. So what about Pesach night? So Taisis here, look at the Taisis, page number 1, item 5. Omer Harim Mekurbil, right over here. Harim Mekurbil, I don't see it over here. What do you require? A chetachshach at Pesach night. Kedatani b'tesefta. A Pesach u'matzo u'mara mitzvahs b'chetachshach. Tesefta says that these mitzvahs have to take place dafka when? At night. The time of b'shem b'chsev. The ochel sabasa b'alayla azeh. What carbon are we referring to? Carbon Pesach. U'matzo u'mara iskishu the Pesach. There's a hekesh between matzo u'mara and the carbon Pesach. Abo suda shabbos v'yam tovim. What you mentioned, Suda Shabbos and Yom Tov, Matzah Yochlam Bod Yom. You can already do that when it's still day. I mean, the practice of Shachar Chav Zayin on the base. This Balam Shal Shabbos Yom Shabbos Yom Kiddush Yom Bod Yom. So what do you see? That apparently Kiddush on Pesach night is different than Kiddush Kol Hashanah Kula. Kol Hashanah Kula, you can make Kiddush earlier, correct? That's the Gemara Chav Zayin on the base in Brachas. However, Pesach night you have to wait to make Kiddush till when? Till Shetach Shach means what? So why is that so? Because the Tzvei Dinim in the Kiddush. What are the Tzvei Dinim in the Kiddush? One is the Din of Kiddush, and two is the Din. Kiddush is a Kiyum of what mitzvah? Sibit Yas mitzvah. And that requires Dafka what? It requires Dafka. If you take a look at the Rambam, just to show you, the Rambam here, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet. You see Halacha Dalet? The Rambam tells you a lot of very fascinating things. In item 1, upper right hand corner, page number 1, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet, correct? Look at Halacha Dalet. Ketzarich la'asla b'zus l'sayim b'shevach. Ketzad. Maskel u'misame shebizchila hoyu abosenu b'imei terach. U'milfanav kofrim. What were they during the days of terach? They were? Kofrim. What does kofrim mean? They denied Hashem. Terach was a kofir. V'tor n'achar ha'hevel. What did they do? They mistakenly were toeh. Toeh means they were duped. After what? Hevel. They have nothingness, correct. V'rofin achar avodah selim, they ran after avodah zorah. U'mitzayim v'dasa emes. Of course, we, Baruch Hashem, was zochet to come to the true religion. Shekervonu amokom lo Hashem was v'karivas. V'yivdilonu min ha'umos, v'kervonu li'yichudah. And Hashem brought us to Yichud Hashem. V'chein maskil l'modiyah sh'avodah v'yidu l'parv v'mitzvayim. V'chol ha'roh sh'gmolonu. U'mitzayim v'nisim v'niflos v'nasa lonu v'chir al-seinu. And then the Rambam tells him, "Usha Yidrash Me'ayin Ovi Lavi Achig Mekala Parsha V'Chalav Mosiv V'Marav V'Drash Parsha Zu Harizim Shuvah." Now the Rambam continues. Now basically the Kiddush on Pesach 9 has two aspects to it. One, it's Kiddush, like every Shabbos, every Friday night, and every Yom Tov, we have to make Kiddush. But secondly, the Kiddush is a key of the mitzvah of Sibbutz Yetzer Tzayim. Like the Gemara says, it's divided into four. Correct? We said four brachos. One, Kiddush. Number two, Magid, which is Asher Golanu. Number three, Brichas Hamazon. Number four, Hallel, Brichas Ashir. That's the land of the end of the Haggadah. Now look at the next Rambam, Halacha A. There's a famous Rambam. I mentioned this the other day. That's what Shabura points out, that you have to make sure that everyone says this particular Mishnah and understands it. Men, women, children, in my family, it's translated into two or three languages. And the Rambam holds it. What does it mean, Lo Yatzei Lechavasa? We spent, read the Rambam after. V'Elohim Pesach Matzah Umar. Pesach Hashem Shepesach Avokam Vatei Amasein Mimitzvayim. Shenema V'amartes Eva Pesach. Mara Shum Shemer, Amitzim Shayim, Asayim, and Mitzvayim, Matzal Shum Shenigalu, Udvarim Ha'elu Kol Nikroim Ha'godah. Means the Rambam says that what mitzvah are you not fulfilling if I don't say and explain these items? What mitzvah am I not fulfilling? Ha'godah, which means the mitzvah of Sibur Yitzias Mitzvayim. So the Rambam Shita is that all these, as I said, are a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Sibur Yitzias Mitzvayim. Ramban, I think I mentioned this already yesterday, Ramban has a Shita where he's cholik on the Rambam. Rabban claims in the Melchamas Hashem, the end of the first paragraph, Brachas, you may not have seen every Rabban in the Melchamas Hashem. Rabban writes over there, Lo Yatzu Dechavasa, what mitzvah did I not fulfill? If I don't say over the explanation for Pesach Matzah Morah, something is missing. What mitzvah? The mitzvah of Achilas Pesach, Achilas Matzah, and Achilas Morah. Wow, what a chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. The Rabban apparently understood there are two aspects to the mitzvah of Pesach Matzah Morah. One is Achila, but there's another aspect to the Echilas Pesach Matzah Morah. Then I have to explain why I'm eating the Korban Pesach, why I'm eating the Matzah, why I'm eating the Morah, and that's the fulfillment of what? Of the Kiyam of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim.
It's thrown in the Seder now.
What?
It's thrown in the Seder when we talk about it.
Yes, but the question is, what is it? That's what the Rambam mentioned, this Mishnah. But the Rambam is saying, we say that, look at the Haggadah. In the Haggadah it says, Rav Gamliel, correct? That's the most important part of the Haggadah, which the Rambam points out. Correct, that has to be explained to everyone, and that has to be really spelled out in great detail. That's right before the Hallel, correct? The leader lifts up the broken matzah, it says over here, shows it's all present. What mitzvah am I not fulfilling? The Rambam says, I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah of Sifu Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what I'm not fulfilling. But the Ramban, the Mechama says, no. Something is missing in my Achilas Matzah. If I don't explain, something is missing in Achilas Morah. This needs more explanation, but if you remember, undoubtedly, look at the beginning of the Haggadah, Yochel Rosh Chodesh. The Baal Haggadah asked the following question, which is very strange. You have it? Yochel Rosh Chodesh. Someone have that?
Where is it?
Look at the beginning of the Haggadah, right after. Right after the Dalet Banim, you have the following statement. We don't have the same pagination here. After the Dalet Banim, you have after the Dalet Banim? Yochel Merosh Chodesh. What is the nature of the Havamina over here? It's a Havamina. That we should begin the story of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim starting when? Why from Rosh Chodesh? Why? What's the basis for this Havamina? I'm sorry?
First
I can't.
First
no. You're talking about Achodes of Achem Rosh Chodesh. No, but here we're talking about what's the Havamina? Since what? There's a din of Shalim, B'Darshim, Luchas HaPesach, Kodem HaPesach Lamed Yom. So therefore, when should we really begin? Yochel Mipurim.
Right, okay.
What's Yochel Rosh Chodesh? What's the Havamina? That's what Shmuel suggested just now. Because the mitzvah, Achodes Zalachem Rosh Chodesh. But I don't really fully grasp that shot because here the Baal HaGadah says, Bayom Mahu.
It's based on the fact that.
It says, Ibayom Mahu, Yochum Bayom, Tamalom Babur Zeh. Only when Matzah Marim Lachem Panachem, which is when on Pesach night. So that's when there's a mitzvah, a secret, it's Yas Mitzvahim. But the question is, what's the Havamin over here that this mitzvah, secret, Yas Mitzvahim, should begin in Rosh Chodesh? It's our Gondo of the Netziv, called Imre Shefer. The edition I have here, I have several editions of this Haggadah. This one was put out by Rav Aryeh Kuperman. You know, Rav Mordechai Kuperman Davin's here. So his son put out this Haggadah of the Netziv, which was very beautifully annotated. He gave me a copy of it. So right after the Dalit Vanim, the Netziv has an unbelievable Haggadah. So he discusses this at great length. I mean, what's the Yochel Rosh Chodesh? Let me ask you a question. Do Chazal say, when reference to the Lulav, Yochel Rosh Chodesh? I should take the Lulav when? Zayin from Rosh Chodesh. You ever hear Chazal like that? No. So why suddenly over here? The Gemara has actually in Psochim, the Gemara elsewhere. How do you know to take the Lulav on the first day of Sukkot? Bayom Rishon. Bayom Rishon, which refers to the first day of Yom Tov. So what's the Havamina? What's the Havamina over here that we should suffer Rosh Chodesh?
So,
the Tziv in the Hamek Dover, in Pashat Kisisa, discusses this question. He points out over there that Pashat says, it's Chag HaMatzah Shishmar. Take a look at the Chumash. Here we have to see everything inside. Look at the Chumash, look at Kisisa for a second. I think I've spoken about this a number of times. The idea of Shabbos and Yom Tov appears many, many times in Chumash. You're undoubtedly aware of that. And of course, if you... let's start with Shabbos. How many times does Shabbos appear in Chumash? We spoke about this many, many times. Shabbos appears in Chumash the first time. Matthew. Bereishis. Parshas Bereishis. Correct? By Yichud HaShemayim Ha'aretz V'Chol Tzvaah. Next time Shabbos appears in Chumash, anywhere else in Sefer Bereishis, is there Shabbos? No. Now the turn to Shmos. Shabbos appears in Shmos. Go in order, please. And before Yisro, obviously. Parsha B'Shalach is the Parsha Deman. And then there's also mention of Shabbos. After B'Shalach, of course, you have Yisro, Aseres HaDibros, Shabbos is mentioned. After that, Shabbos is mentioned, another Parsha in Shmos, even though it's a Machlokes, actually, regarding that particular Pasuk, whether it refers to Shabbos, or it refers to Shemitah, namely, Bayom Ashvi Tishbos, Bechorish Bakotze Tishbos. Shesh Shonim Tizva Sodecho, Shesh Shonim Tassim Asacha Vemashi Tishbos. Perech of Gimel, Pasuk Yud Beis, Pachination 186, in Mishpatim. That's a discussion, whether it refers to the Shinas HaShemitah, or it refers to Shabbos. Next, where else does Shabbos occur in Shmos? Same as Shmos, Kisisa, Nocham Ol Shabbos. Wow, there's no end to the mention of Shabbos. Where is Shabbos mentioned in Kisisa? The idea of what? The oath of Shabbos is mentioned in Kisisa. The Yaisi Beinu Menecha. Okay? But in Kisisa, while you're at it, look at page 219. In Shmos, the Torah says the following. Pasuk Yudches. Everyone have it? Eschag HaMatzos Tishma. Shiva Asiyam Tocha HaMatzos Asher Tzivisicha. Lomai Chadish Aviv. Ki Bechadish Aviv Yatzasim Mimitzvayim. A bit later, as you can see, Pasuk HaValev. Sheish Yishiyam Tavo. Lomai Yamashi Tishmos. The Chorish of Akotzir Tishbos. Everyone see that? And I'm right now looking at the Pasuk Yudches. What is this Pasuk doing here? Like in the middle of nowhere. Elohim Masechel Osaseloch. Talking about what? What's Elohim Masechel Osaseloch? Referring to what Yisur? Avodah Zarah? And then suddenly it's Chag HaMatzos Tishmo. Beside the fact that we have a problem with the juxtaposition over here, what in heaven's name is Chag HaMatzos mentioned here? Where is Chag HaMatzos mentioned in Chumash? Let's start with that. Where's Pesach mentioned in Chumash? Before Emor, the most important, one of the most important Pashas to deal with Karban Pesach and aspects of Chametz and Matzahs. Where? Pashas Bo. Correct? Bo is the first time. After Bo, where else is the idea of, shall we say, the Shalosh Regala mentioned? Look at Mishpatim, page 186. You must learn Chumash. You must learn it when you know it inside out, backwards and forwards, and upside down. Okay? I suggest you do that in the next month and memorize the entire Chumash. As on page 186 in Mishpatim, Shalosh Regalim Tzachog Di Bashama, correct? Eschag HaMatzos Tishmor, Shiva Siyam Tocha Matzah Sher Tzibisich Levo Yichad Shavim Kibar Yatzatzim Mimitzvay. Now could you please look at this pasuk, the one that we're reading, he sees so now. Tell me, is this the same pasuk or is not the same pasuk? Look on page 186 in Mishpatim and 219 in Kisisa. My father, Shalom, when I was 5 years old, probably pointed this out. Everyone see the pasuk here in Kisisa? 219, Eschaga Matzos Tishmor. Where is that found in 186? Eschaga Matzos Tishmor. Next. Shiva Asyam Tola Matzos Asher Tzivisicha Levoi Chodeshavim. What does it say in Mishpatim? Matthew. Shiva Asyam Tola Matzos Kasher Tzivisicha Levoi Chodeshavim. And then there's one distinction. In Kisisa it says, "Kibichel Shabbat Yatzasim Mitzrayim." What does it say in Mishpatim? "Kibal Yatzasim Mitzrayim." Well, you're all fine. Make up. Came out the same pasuk. Why is it repeated twice? My father was very bothered by pesukim that are repeated twice. There are several such pesukim in Chumash. You are aware of that. Shabsosai Tishmor Midashi Tiro Ani Hashem found twice in Chumash, exactly the same pasuk. Then there's the pasuk in Re'eh and Vayeschanan. Namely, Giyam Kadosh Atal Hashem Elokecha, and it says in Re'eh, Yavav HaChibur Extra. Uvechal Bacha Hashem, Liyos Lo Liyam Skula Mikol HaMashop Nei Adama. But in Pashim Vezchanan, it mentioned without the Vav. Okay. But the exact same pasuk here is very similar. Sammy, why? And where else is Yom Tov mentioned besides Mishpatim, Kisisa? The main Pasha, of course, as you noted, Alex, is where? Emor. Emor is the Pasha Samayadim, the Mishnah, the end of Megillah. Pasha Samayadim. I've said it over many, many times from Rav Soloveitchik, and the reason why I said it over so many times is because I want you to remember it, what he said. Namely, he said there are three main Pashas of Humish that deal with Yom Tov. There are more than three, but there are three major ones, and they are Emor, Pinchas, Re'eh. Wow, Meir. Shem to bless you. Meir is always on target. What distinction between these three Pashas? There are other Pashas. I just showed you. Mishpatim also mentions Yom Tov. Kisisa mentions Yom Tov. Anywhere else besides those three Pashas and these two that I just mentioned, Mishpatim and Kisisa, Emor, Pinchas, and Re'eh. No? Any other Pashas? That seems to be the five. But the main three ones are, as you said, what's in Emor? What aspects of Yom Tov are found in Emor? Namely, number one, the chronology of the day, when the day is. Number two, the idea of Mikra Kodesh, which Rabban says, based, that's what Oscroll is based on. Oscroll translates Mikra Kodesh, a holy day of convocation, based on the Rabban. Rabban translates Mikra Kodesh Lashon Asifa, not like the Targum. The Targum translates a Ruach Kodesh, a moment, shall we say, a happening. That's what the word Mikra Kodesh means. A day you call Kodesh. Rabban proves it doesn't mean that. The Rabban sheet, as you probably know, that Tfilah, oh, Brachas. Heaven's in Brachas. What's the din of Tfilah? Tfilah, the Haisa, the Abana. Gemara, Klo, Gemara. Something is Palo, something low is Palo. Ainah, Chayza, is Palo. My timer? Tfilah, the Abana. Something Kara Kriyeshma, something low Kara Kriyeshma. Gemara, Chavalov. What does Gemara say? Chayza, Kara Kriyeshma. Kriyeshma, the Haisa. Except for the Ramam Sheetah, the Ramam holds that Tfilah, the Haisa. But everybody disagrees with the Ramam. It's against the Gemara. As they affect the Kesha Mishnah, and everyone jumps on the Ramam all over the place. Direct? No, why the Ramam knew how to defend himself. Baruch Hashem. He was a God's fighter fellow. Anyway, so the Tfilas Drabonim, that's what the Gemara says. However, the Ramban Shita is that on Yom Tov, what is Tfilah? Daraisa. Wow. Where did you get that from? Mikra Kodesh. Ramban, they're right there on the spot. Okay, that's in Emor. What else do you have in Emor besides the chronology? And Mikra Kodesh, you have something else? Also, Kamalach is Abodah Losasu. And what else is mentioned in Emor? The Mitzvah Sayyom. Baruch Hashanah mentions Gashofar, by Yom Kippur, Inui. By Sukkot, it mentions two mitzvahs, namely one mitzvah of? Excellent, and the other mitzvah of sitting in a Sukkot, excellent. So we have all the mitzvahs, that's Emor. What's in Pinchas? One thing. Karban Musav, excellent, that's in Pinchas. What's in Re'eh? What's in Re'eh? Re'eh has two aspects of Yom Tov. One aspect is the mitzvah of the Samata V'chagecha, and two, the thrice annual pilgrimage of all males to Jerusalem. Correct, the mitzvah of Aliyah Regal. It's also found where? In the Pasha Re'eh. So these are three Pashas. So our Soloveitchik met the Torah Tmimah when he was 7 years old. And the Torah's Mima asks him the following kasha. This kasha is found twice in the Torah's Mima. Once in his parashah, I'll tell you the Torah's Mima, and once in the 5,000-page autobiography of the Torah's Mima called Makor Baruch, which I read in my high school years when I worked in the Brooklyn Public Library. Bekitzo, so the he asked the Rav the following question. Why do we say, what bracha do we say on Shabbos after we, the middle Shabbos, there are seven brachas, the Shemana Esrei, correct? And the middle brachas, Barachat Hashem, Mekadesh, HaShabbos. What bracha do we say on Yom Tov? Mekadesh Yisrael Vazman. Why is that different? Like Gemara brachas. What's the Gemara say in brachas? Yisrael, the Kachinu Vazman. Gemara that from Tess. Gemara said that Klal Yisrael, Mekadesh Vazman. Because Shabbos is Kavu of Akaima, the Kedusha of Shabbos is upstairs. HaKadosh Baruch is responsible for it. Mashenke in Yom Tov, what happens on Yom Tov? We are the ones who are Mekadesh Lechodesh and Mekadesh Lechodesh and Mekadesh Lechodesh and Mekadesh Lechodesh. We're the ones responsible for Kiddush HaChodesh, and therefore Kiddush Yom Tov. That's what Yom Tov is all about. So therefore we say, Mekadesh Yisrael, Vazmanim. So the Rav said the following. This is remarkable. The Torah Tzvima asked him, why don't we make a separate bracha for each Yom Tov? Why don't we have this, quote-unquote, bracha, which is universal, we say for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, all Shalosh Regalim, we should say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael, V'chag HaSukkos. Mekadesh Yisrael, V'chag HaPesach. Mekadesh Yisrael, V'chag Chayashavuos. You hear the question Torah Tzvima asked him? That's the kasha. The Rav, when he was 70 years old, answered the kasha. He told the Torah Tzvima, there are three major parshas of Chumash that deal with Yom Tov. And they are Emor, Pinchas, Rei. How many times is Yom Tov mentioned in the Shemoneh Esrei of Yom Tov? How many times is Yom Tov mentioned in the Shemoneh Esrei of every Musav of Yom Tov? How many times? Three. What are the three times? Where's my sitter? Thank you. Just to jigger your memory. The first time we say, in the Yom Tov Shemoneh Esrei, we say the following. Vatita lana Hashem, et ata mechartonu, Vatita lana Hashem, okay, to be Ava, Mordim, Besimcha, Chaguzman, Besosin, Esyom, Chag HaMatzla Zeh Zman Cheruseinu. Shavuos Zman Matar Toraseinu. Sukkos Zman Simchaseinu. Etc. That's the first time. Mikra Kodesh Zeh Letziyat Mitzrayim. Meir, which parsha does this correspond to, said Rav Soloveitchik? Emma. Excellent. Next, Bnei Chataeinu. Correct, we go on to Bnei Chataeinu. There we mention Melech Rachamon Shetoshim Usfachim Aleinu. Ve'al Mikdoshra Rachamera Arabim. Avinu Malkinu Galei. Kvom Achus Chalil Meira. The carb is Zoreno, Vavino Tzia Necha Brino, Vesham Nasa Vanecha, what are we going to do over there? Carbonos Stavoseno, Vias Musve, Yom Chagamatzas, Chagashavuos, what does this Pasha correspond to? Inchas. Clear. What about the third time we mentioned? Elokeno, 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 Melach Rachaman, Rachim, Elena Tobin, Mate, Vidar Shlonu, Biglad Obos, Bnei Beskha, Kamatkila, Vaharin, Vinyano, Vesamcheno, Vesikuno, Rashi Kwanim Lavalosa Levi Mashim Zivam, Visham Nale, Vine Roya, Vinishtaka Vanaka, what mitzvah? Ali El Raga. What does that correspond to? Right. Three times the Torah has mentioned the idea of Musab, the 7-year-old Eloi told the Torah Tmimo, and therefore they are corresponding to three parshas. Now comes the, shall we say, the unbelievable next statement. There's a din that the briskas are very marked about. There's a din called Me'ein Chasima, Samach HaChasima. Hagemarim Brachas. What is that din? It's also found elsewhere in Chas. What is Me'ein Chasima, Samach HaChasima? Before you formulate the Bracha Achrona, you're supposed to, right before it, more or less, articulate that theme that's going to be found in the Bracha Achrona. For example, V'adchilenu Hashem Elokein, I'm reading now the Musa, the Bracha Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. V'adchilenu Hashem Elokeinu b'simcha b'sasim v'adli kodshecha v'yismuchu b'chol Yisrael mekadesh yishmecha baruch atah Hashem mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. So we just mentioned right before v'yismuchu b'chol Yisrael mekadesh yishmecha, right? That's the word right before, and then we repeat it in the bracha mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim. That's called Me'ein Chasima Samach HaChasima. I'll give you an example of other such cases where not everyone is makbid, but the risk is ho-ho, they're makbid on everything. Every Shabbos we read Haftarah. I believe we read one on Yom Tov too. But every Shabbos we read the Haftarah, we say brachas in the Haftarah. So those who are medakdek with this halacha say the following. Ne'eman atahu Hashem Elokeinu v'ne'eman dvarecha. V'davarecha midvarecha, you remember that from your bar mitzvah days? Ochal ha'yashu reikam kikel melech. What do you say? Ne'eman rachamanotza. So of course, I don't say berachaman, those are the riskers. I follow them. I just say kikel melech ne'eman, because what does the bracha end? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu. Ha'ne'eman b'chol dvarav, does it mention anything about rachaman? Of course not. So it doesn't belong there. Ne'en chasima, some of the chasima. That's our salvation was not. Okay, 98% of the world is not knowing like that. I'm not here to right now justify 98% of the world. I'm just here to tell you over what to do at brisk. Rachim al tzion ki yibes chayenu v'lalu as never shoshia, and then the word is added by the briskers. Who says samach b'mher v'yameinu, which is not found in this text. Why? Because it has the bracha em, baruch atah Hashem, v'sameach tzion b'vaneach. That's the din, ein chasima, some of the chasima. And there are many others. I have no time to go to all of them right now. Too many. What?
Invention.
That's a different halacha. The goin. Uvnei Yerushalayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Atah Hashem Bonei Yerushalayim Amen. Why not Baruch Amav? The Rambam says to say Baruch Amav. What's wrong with the Rambam? Nice man. Very nice man. From Krakow. Anyway, so the answer to the goin says, because Hashem promised us in Tanakh, Tzion b'mishpati poder. We don't need no rachamim. He promised us. He's going to rebuild Tzion. Not with rachamim. Not with mercy. Not with compassion. He's mechuyev to up, he did.
Ramah said.
Those who follow the Ramah, which is 98% of Klal Yisrael, should continue to follow the Ramah.
Why don't we say the Shmona Esrei
there? Why don't we say what? Not Kesha. What's the Kesha? Oh, Yehel Tamaisa. So what's the answer? You tell me the answer. Did you ask the question? It's a beautiful question. My father was shown bothered by that Kesha. My father couldn't go for it. He wasn't the brisker. We follow what it says in the code of Jewish law, and we don't deviate, and we don't do all kinds of funny stuff, which the briskers do. Tzveidin! That's halacha. What's the difference? Here we say bonei. We're talking about what? Bonei. Bonei means what? Building Yerushalayim. What does Hashem promise us? He promises to build it, not berachamim. However, this is something else. When Hashem restores his Shechina Berachamim, of course, Shechina will be restored Berachamim. That's found in Pesukim. But the Binyan Yerushalayim is a Mi'ikar Din. That's not doing Berachamim. Tzvei Dinim. Yeah. That's the Pashto Chiddush. Anyway, but not, we're not getting into that. How did I get into this? The Torah's Mima and our soul Egypt. So now back over here. So there's a Din Me'en. One second, let me finish this. Oh boy. Stop that. Ne'en chasima, some of the chasima. So what kind of halacha is that? That you have to write before the chasima, and with the chasima. Correct? So now, Pastor Vitzer told the Torah to Mima, why don't we say, Mekadosh Yisrael, V'chag HaPesach, Mekadosh Yisrael, V'chag HaSukkah, Mekadosh Yisrael,
Shavuos,
thank you. Why don't we say that? So the Rav told him the following. With reference to the Parsha of Amor, is each Yom Tov separate? Of course, each Yom Tov has his own chronology. May as you pointed out, each Yom Tov has his own mitzvahs. Each Yom Tov has his own Mikvah Kodesh. It's only some Malacha. So they are not the same. With reference to the second thing, which is mentioned, the Karban, each Yom Tov has his own Karban Musaf. Shavuos has its own, Pesach its own, Sukkot its own. However, with reference to the mitzvah of Simcha, with reference to the mitzvah of Aliyah Levego, they're all alike. The Gemara says they're all compared. And that's why, since this particular item, which is number 3 in the Seder, in the order of the Shemoneh Esrei, is found in the last paragraph, we're talking about what aspect of Yom Tov, Aliyah L'Regel, and Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov, and here they're all identical. That's why the bracha is identical for all three. Main Chasima, Somach Chasima, and we don't say Mekai Sovachag HaPesach, we don't say Mekai Sovachag HaSukkos, we don't say Mekai Sovachag HaShavuos, because here, they're all identical. We got this aspect, this component of Yom Tov. I think the Torah to me, we kissed it.
How old is the Torah to
me? He was an older man. He was a man in his late 70s.
One
second. He asked the Rav Kashi. He met the Rav. The Rav was family with him, apparently. He was in the Mishpacha, of course, the Rav's family. The Torah to me, as you know, his aunt was whom? Was the wife of the Tziv. His aunt, is a very famous chapter in the Makor Baruch, which was actually translated into English. Called my aunt, something along those lines. And she was something. The Rebbetzin, the Tziv was a Baki B'shas. So she there discusses all the Gemaras that speak about women in not the most positive way. She asked the Torah Tamima. He was a young man, the Torah Tamima. Torah Tamima, he learned Valoshin. He was 15 years old at the time. So she asked, he stayed by his uncle, by his aunt. She asked him kashas about the status of women, the role of women. She was very ahead of herself. And the book was actually published in English called My Uncle the Nativ. Rav Shragel, you know what I'm talking about. As Haskama from Moreno Rabbeinu, Adachim Bulman, Zechatzad de Bracha. Anyway, then it was, shall we say, yeah. Anyway, so that deals with that chapter. That's what he talks about, that chapter. A sefer of 5,000 pages, and plutzli, they chose that chapter, they got that chapter. Okay, without getting into all the details right now. Shalom Aleichem, Moreno Rabbeinu. Ma baya. Anashim yikarim ma'od. Lo yuman.
אני לא שלח את זה
למעריב
או הארץ.
אני לא מכיר מה זה מעריב ומה זה הארץ. Okay, hear what he said with the Rasul. I'll let you tell the Torah to Mimo. Unbelievable. Years later, the Rav was maybe at that time in the 70s, he said a whole shiur on this. He told over the story, that's when I heard the story. And then the Rav developed this idea in a lengthy shiur that he already said at the age of 7. To the Torah Tzmima. He just developed the idea, he really expounded, expatiated on this idea. Okay, how did I get into all this? Ah, Yochel Rosh Chodesh. I'm back to where I started. Anyway, so here the Agada, Yochel Rosh Chodesh, what's the Hava Amina? So over there, the Netziv in Pashat Kisisa, on the Psukim that I told you I found twice, in Mishpatim and Kisisa, on the Pasuk that I mentioned Kisisa, it says over there, Eschag HaMatzos Tishmar, Shiva Asyomi, what does it say there? Shiva Asyomi, Tov HaMatzah, Asher Tzivisicha, Lomo Yichodesh Ha'ovim, Kibo Yatzasa, Kibichodesh Ha'ovim, Yatzasa Mitzrayim. So right away, the Netziv is bothered by, clearly the Torah is not coming to tell you about Shal Shrigolim. Because already earlier, in Perichov Gimel, the Torah mentioned it in Mishpat and Mishpatim. So what is the Torah telling you now? What's added over here in these psukim in Kisisa that we don't have in Mishpatim? Again, the psukim are more or less repetitive, correct? Did you see a moment ago what I referred you to? More or less repetitive. So what does the Torah add over here in Kisisa? So the Tziv suggests it comes to be Mazir, B'derach Musar, it wants to be Mashrish in us, Yiras Hashem, Emuna. That's why it doesn't say over here, Shol Shrigom Tocham Li Bashana. I said earlier, Mishpatim. But here we mention Chag HaMatzos, it's Chodesh Aviv, and the fact that we want to stress, Ki B'Chodesh Aviv Yatzasim Mitzrayim. There, by the way, in Mishpatim it says, Ki Bo Yatzasim Mitzrayim. And here it says, Ki B'Chodesh Aviv Yatzasim Mitzrayim. Now the Chiddush over here is that this Chodesh was Goreim, correct, that we left Egypt. It's the whole Chodesh, the entire month of Nisan, is Mesugol. You basically said it earlier, because you referred to the first mitzvah, the Ramban, the Yerushalmi, that the Ramban quotes on the spot. Means basically, the entire month is besugo for what? To absorb the Yisod Yehemunah, Avodas Hashem. And that's why the Tziv suggests, this is the Pshat in the Haggadah, Yochel Rosh Chodesh. I would think that the Gemara says, the Gemara Pesach and Davav, remember that Gemara? One of the Davav the Gemara points out over there that Moshe Rabbeinu was already Mazir, Am Yisod Rosh Chodesh. When he made this Parsha in Bo. Correct. Vayomer Hashem Moshe v'Aaron Eretz Yisrael Neimar. Achol Yisrael Achem Moshe Chadashim. And even go this Machlokas over there. Chacham Me'Agi Roshim Gamliel. They say Shloshim Yom Bnei Achad Shalom Vedoshim Mechaz HaPesach. But still, Meresh Chodesh is a mitzvah to be Osek even more than that. That's what we learn out from this Pesukim. So that's the Havamina. You would thought the mitzvah Sivit Yisrael Yisrael. So also when Moshe Chodesh from this Pesuk. So that's what it says. Kamash V'Lo. No. That it does not start, but rather, Tamalomar, Bayamahu, the Dafka, Bayamahu, but not Amash Kodesh. Okay, how do we get on to this? Oh, yes, now I remember how. Because of this, back over here in the, what we were discussing, over here, so that's why on this page, as you can see, you have here on this page, Yochel Rosh Kodesh. Okay, now I want to go a bit further. So now there's a din, as you know, of Haseba. What's Haseba? The din you're supposed to recline, you have to lean. When do we lean? Number one, we lean when we eat the matzah. Number two? The dal kosos yayin. Right? Now, is Haseba ma'akev or not? Is that something which is ma'akev in the mitzvah of Pesach 9. So look at the second page here. I have the Yochel Rosh Chodesh also, as Zirax. And also, take a look at number 9. The Gemara Daf Kuf Ches in Pesachim. You see the Gemara Kuf Ches in Pesachim?
The back side, what we just did.
The second side, thank you. Ashamash Ochel Gezayis Matzah. Shamash refers to the waiter, correct? The waiter who is what? Waiting. He's the Meltzah. How do you translate Meltzah?
Wait,
thank you. Hashamash Ochel Gezayis Matzah. True Mesiv Yatza, Mesiv In, Lo Mesiv Lo. What is Mashma from this Gemara? That's Makim. Hashamash who eats Gezayis Matzah, if he's Mesiv, if he does Haseba, in modern Hebrew they say, Yashraga, Hasava. That's how they speak in modern Hebrew. But Mar Abayim said Haseba. That's what I know. Shu Mesiv Yatza, Mesiv In, Lo Mesiv Lo. Only if he does Haseba, is he Yotze. If he doesn't do Haseba, he's not Yotze. Now the question is, what do you mean? Did I not eat the matzah? I ate the matzah. Okay, I ate the matzah without Haseba. What's the problem? Why should I be Makiv? The answer is, because, Enechanami, I fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah. But what mitzvah did I not fulfill because of not doing Haseba? The mitzvah of? See, mitzvah is because every action on Pesach night involves tzvedinim. One is the ma'aseh mitzvah of eating matzah, one is the ma'aseh mitzvah of drinking wine, but there's also, alongside that, another kiyum of Sibbe Tzias Mitzrayim. And that, essentially, is what the Ramban apparently understood, the Ramban of Mechamas, that I mentioned, Kol Shalom HaShol Shavah Melech Pesach, Lo Yosef Echavos, not the way the Ramban says, you know, Mekad Mitzvah Sipur. But rather, there's something missing in Achilas Matzah. Because Achilas Matzah has two aspects to it. Achilas Mora has two aspects to it. Shdias Yayin has two aspects to it. And here also, Haseba is also part of that as well. As a matter of fact, a very fascinating issue, which I didn't put here on the page, but really one that is very, very fascinating, needs a lot of discussion. Then maybe the Rambam, we can actually read it over here. Perhaps we will do that. Look at page 1 again. I'll show you something very fascinating, which you'll probably get a kick out of. I assume you will. Look at Parakhas, Chavitz Matzah. You have number 4? I'm reading the Halacha Beis. Mastil Mavarach Baruch Hi Adama. What this lashon is very bothersome. What lashon bothersome? Mastil. What's the mastil? Okay, I can't get into all the Duke of Rama right now. Mastil Mavarach Baruch Hi Adama. Lokeach Yerach Umetabal Osa B'charoses. What's the Rambam saying? The Rambam says that what do I take? A karpas. Where do I dip the karpas? Charoses. What do we dip the karpas in? Mei Melach. What's Mei Melach? Vinegar. What's the Rambam say? Charoses. Wow. I actually, you know, you're familiar. The Rambam discussed this in the Agadah Seich Agreed. At great length, there's a Rambam Pirsha Mishnayis, it's also Mishnah Psochim, that there's an opinion that says you make a bracha on charoses. What? Is a mitzvah to eat charoses on Pesach night? When I was a little kid, I loved charoses. You know why? What does it have in there? Wine. Besides wine, what else does it have in there? What else?
Nuts, cinnamon.
What else? Very interesting. The Rambam became a cookbook. Not just the Rambam, but it tastes also. You know the Rambam cookbook? Chef Boyardee. The Rambam was known as a great chef. Why all of a sudden does the Rambam decide to go into Arichos? What? Yes, but the Rambam says here, he doesn't mention that. He mentions you metabo b'chareses. Now does he have that? I'll show you a few other things in a second. Take a look. The Eichel Kezayis, of course, that's another problem. We spoke about that already a week ago. The Rambam has a Kezayis by Karpas. Of course, the Hagos, my mother, says it's a mistake. This Kezayis belongs by the Mora. The Rambam doesn't mention the Kezayis by Mora. So he claims that's what, of course, that's not, obviously. We discussed the issue, the problem of Bracha Achreina, eating Kezayis, and Rabbi Shechter has a minog. He nibbles on a piece of Yerek, the entire Seder, in order to address the issue over here. Is that a Chidush Gadol? I can't discuss it right now, because that needs another halachic discussion. But anyway, the Rambam says, you metabo b'charoses. I want to read further. Wow, that's exactly what we do. We don't do this, Matthew. What do we do? We eat less than the kezayis. We're very makpish. We should not get into bracha achrona. I want to continue on the Rambam. I'm showing you again something else, which is, look at halacha vav. Vav we saw part of. V'achakam v'varach tzias shadayim. Note the yad of shenis. Yisiyach dato. Thanks to a kick in. Cholak echem ayam no lachem mishne. Neimani boach al shtei kikos. You don't have lachem mishne. We said according to the Rambam. Misheshenema lachem oni. Bad avi shani beprusa. Gam beprusa. Yacharkach korech matzo morak yacharas. And guess what? Umetabel becharoses. The Rambam seems to like charoses. We take matzo morak korech, and what do we dip it into charoses? Umevarach asher kedishanu. Next, halacha ches. Bizman hazeh shein shem karbon. Acha shem mevarach hamotzi. You see halacha ches on the bottom? If you make, we have no karbon today. No karbon pesach. You make hamotzi. Chol tzim mevarach halachil as matzah. Umetamo matzah b'charoi ses v'aichel. Is that what you do? Of course not. Umetamo matzah b'charoi ses. Then, chol tzim mevarach halachil as matzah. Umetamo moro b'charoi ses. Next, chol tzim karbon matzah moro b'charoi charoi ses. What does the rabbi say? Kasa Haravid? Zehevel. He does not like it. Mazeh. Hakol b'chareses. Okay, this needs discussion, which is not for now, but I'm just alluding you to the problem. In the Rav of Paskins, and what is the chareses? What does the Gemara say chareses? Zecher letit. Zecher to the mortar that was used in Egypt, correct? So of course it makes sense where? Makes sense with reference to what? Not by Mora, but by Matzah also. Zecher letit, then the Rambam says that you are metabel everything with chavoset. The problem is that, I don't know, the Gemara says, also kafu lecha matzah yatza. Gemara Rosh Hashanah. What does the Gemara say? They put a gun to my head and they say, eat matzah. What's the din? So I eat matzah. Ah, I ate it without chavoset. According to the Rambam, I forgot to dip it into the chavoset. So the answer, of course, is mitzah, the mitzvah of what? Of achilo, I fulfill the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to eat matzah. But what is the Rambam constantly being metabel b'chareses to fulfill what other? Simin Zeth Mitzrayim, exactly. Tzvei Dinim. Okay, that needs a lot more discussion. This is discussed in the Siach HaGrid, Agoda, at great length, our Salavetchi. But my point of all this is to get to Lachan Oni. Look up page number 2 again. Page number 2, we're up to Lachan Oni, number 10. Lachan Shonu Ro Advarim, Tanya Namiyachi, Lachan Oni, Shonu Ro Advarim Harbe, Davach Lachan Oni, Ma'oni Shidaka Reprusa. See the Rashi directly below it? You see the Rashi? There's one word here which is a word that's very troubling. All love. What does it mean? You say the halal on it and you finish the agada on it. What does on it refer to? The Bach actually, Shulchan Aruch understands all love is biglado, machamaso, which means the following. The moment I break the matzah, so what does that trigger in me? A feeling of nostalgia. I begin to reminisce about my historical experiences in Mitzrayim. Now, the Rambam, look back in the Rambam for a second, since on page 1, the Rambam says here, Mazgu Kosheni, where is that Rambam? Where is it? Can't find it now. Where's the halacha? What parag is it? Parag Zayin halacha. Arba kosos. It tells you need mazuk. That's what the brisk is also marked about to dilute it. But I'm not referring to that. But there's somewhere he writes over here mazgu kosheni v'omim bebehilu yatzalim mitzvayim. Okay, I'll find it. I can't find it right this second. But anyway, the point is that. And this is what I mentioned yesterday. When I spoke, go back on page 2 again. I referred yesterday, if you recall, to these psukim in Parshas Kisavo. You see item number 13? I spoke about it yesterday, Aben Bechai, if you remember, Yanisa Yamarta. And my point was to indicate that the moment the person breaks the matzah, lechem oni, so that somehow, right away, it stirs within me yearnings for the past, and suddenly there's an outpouring of, shall we say, empathy that I want to express with my forebears in Egypt. That's what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm involved in. Means the Jew responds only as a Jew can respond. I always give a mashal, and the mashal I think is a good mashal. If you remember about Eliezer Eved Avram, what happened over there about Eliezer Eved Avram, that they offer him to eat, and what does he say? Lo ochal ad im divarti dvarai. First, I have to speak my piece. And what do they say? Daber. That's what he says. Eved Avram Anochi. You remember that? That the Torah repeats the whole parsha twice? That's the middle of the Pasha right there. Evet Abraham Anochi, Tzvei Dinim, Dialectic. You'll take a look carefully. That Pasha is examining, I saw, I'm familiar with. It's not a Mitzvah Pasha. The kids are so, you have already two Tzvei Dinim. Okay, but the point is, I guess I'll have to stop here, but I will continue further tomorrow. Okay, I just want to make sure everyone will come again tomorrow. Those who can't come, will come. I just want to come for a moment. Anyway, I will continue on this and also on the Dal Banim, and then I'm going to stop the Haggadah itself and examine the Haggadah carefully, which will take me a few hundred hours. The Bach and Shimon Aruch points this out. And the point is that the night of Pesach, the Lech HaMoni is that which triggers in us the obligation to go ahead and begin to talk and talk at great length, because I can't on Pesach night, I can't eat my meal till I vent, till I channel my feelings. Hopefully, effusively, I have a psychological need to engage in magi, to tell a story, to weave a tapestry, to more or less recount all that occurred earlier. But again, okay, we know that I shall continue this on the morning.